Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. It's also about I love my country, it's my government I'm afraid of. Today is Monday, June 26, 2023, and I'll tell you, there's a list of things that I'm going to just mention because it's been such a crazy week. And then we'll get into our subject about the age of consent and how it only proves how crazy or crazier how things have gotten. But first, we're going to start with the American Creed, because I think if there was ever a time that we need to know what it is and to believe it and follow it, it's definitely right now. So anyway, the American Creed, I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon the principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. William Tyler Page, back in 1919, I think it was. It's words we should be living by, but we are definitely not living by them. Some of us are trying, we're giving it our best, but I'll tell you, with some of the enemies from within, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. Before we take a deep dive into the age of consent and the craziness of what's happening out there in our world today, I got to go over a little bit of a hit list of stuff that's happening. It really is crazy. And, you know, the American Creed, you really need to take some action. Some of these things about support it, defend against all enemies, you really need to think about what that means. But let's go down the list here. Representative Stubbe, who's out of Florida here, he has submitted a bill to abolish the Patriot Act. I sent an email out to a group, to the people that I communicate with all the time, and this is a call to action that we all need to get on the phone, write letters, send emails, spread the word, whatever. We need to bombard these people in leadership, so-called leadership representation, that we need to get rid of that Patriot Act. That Patriot Act is a big part of the problems we're having today. It's in so many ways it's trashed our Constitution. They abuse it in so many ways. We have got to get rid of it. And now we have somebody actually out there trying to do that. I believe Rand Paul tried in the past as well, but people are beginning to see you don't have any rights anymore. They're taking away, which when I talk about this next item, you're going to see that's even getting worse. So please go do a search on it. Stubbe, abolish the Patriot Act. Do what you can to spread the word, contact every one of your elected, and demand that they abolish the Patriot Act. I mean, every year or every 2 years it comes up for renewal, and they, you know, or sunsetting it, whatever else, and nobody even talks about it. And of course, we know our very, very corrupt media doesn't report much of anything, so they're not going to talk about these kind of things. So it's up to us. Spread the word and demand that we get rid of the Patriot Act and start restoring our constitutional rights. Now, another thing that's come up, excuse me, and I sent this out yesterday, an email out, and I see the email has gone, I've gotten multiple responses to it, and people were telling me that they were spreading this one too, which is also good. It's the World Economic Forum 15-Minute Cities. Right now, there's two cities, I guess, they're using as beta sites here in the United States, California, and then Chattanooga, Tennessee. Of all places, Chattanooga, that you would think would be much more of a freedom state, they've actually got this going on. It's a 15-minute city. And this is, remember, keep in mind, this is the World Economic Forum that's promoting this stuff. And what it is, it's a you're going to be able to live, work, and be happy right within 15 minutes. You're not going to need a car. You won't need a car. You're going to be able to walk everywhere. You're going to be able to just walk down the street and get what you need, and life is going to be wonderful. No emissions. Look at how the climate's going to be so much better because you don't need a car anymore. And you got to go out there and read this stuff, this article from Chattanooga. I think it was on the American Thinker. If I can find it before the show's up, I might read a part of it. But it actually puts out there, or some of the information as I was researching this, that when you're in the 15-minute cities, you may actually have to get a permit to travel. And depending on where you live, you might be allowed 100 trips a year or only 25 trips a year because your cars are too polluting, you know, the emissions and all this other stuff, and they're taking away your rights to even travel. And being the right to travel is a big deal, too, when it comes to our Constitution. But these people, they don't care. They're destroying this country. They're destroying our rights. And as long as we're going to stand there and watch them do it, it's just going to get worse. So I sent an email, and I may read part of that email that I sent to my governor and my various elected, my local commissioners, my state, and et cetera, and just ask them, what are you going to do about this? We need to ban 15-minute cities in this whole country. I focus on banning them in Florida because apparently they've already got one in Chattanooga. And apparently here in Florida, Miami is slated to be one of these 15-minute cities. So if you want to surrender your rights, you want to totally go over to this communist world, you know, you'll be happy for this stuff. But the rest of us don't, the one people I know don't want it. I want the right to travel when I feel like traveling. And I put that question out there in my email to these people. Are you telling me that I have to get a permit to travel, to go to another state, to go outside of my limit? And that's what this is. And, I mean, this is all comes off of the Agenda 21, the Agenda 2030, the Vision 2050 that they have now, the smart growth and all this other nonsense. This is all part of this process to take over the culture and to shut us down and make us a bunch of serfs. I mean, we're already halfway there, so it doesn't take much more to get the rest of the way there. So please get engaged on that conversation. Go do a search on it, 15-minute cities. You'll see it. See the article on Chattanooga, and then start contacting everybody and share it with everybody. I don't really feel like a new world, which again ties to the New World Order and all this other stuff, one world government, the Great Reset. That's not what I want for this country, and we better start yelling about it. The other thing is, this was really insane. I'm telling you, this talk about enemies from within at all levels. Now, this was the Supreme Court, I guess it was earlier today, that they put some ruling out there, and I don't have all the details in front of me, but somehow they came up with this logic that the states do not have standing when the country's being invaded. Can anybody explain that one to me? The state does not have standing when the country's being invaded. When a federal government is promoting and allowing an invasion of the country, they're putting people on buses all across the country, dumping these people into states who have to pay for it, and they're saying the states don't have standing. But somebody, I think they said it was 8-1. I'm guessing it probably was Clarence Thomas who didn't support this. I need to go out there and find out more about how they did this. But this is insane. How does the state not have standing in an immigration issue, in an invasion issue? It makes no sense to me. Then, of course, we did have the one thing that was kind of good. Little Adam Schiff was the censorship finally did get through. Censorship, I should say. But, of course, it took two tries to get the Republicans to do this. And even still, a bunch of them still, I guess, didn't vote or something. I don't know. But it's a little bit of a relief, even though it's not going to be it's not going to have a whole lot of impact. But it was a little bit to say, yeah, we don't support what you're doing, and we know what you are. We know that you're evil. And there again, I would say there should be a class action suit against this guy because he perpetrated a fraud on every American. Americans don't have standing when he goes and perpetrates a fraud that impacts our election. Would the Supreme Court say we don't have standing? Who knows? So that was another one. And then going down that same path, good old McCarthy. He's not going to do anything about impeachment. Oh, we can't impeach Biden. Why would we impeach Biden? How many of these Republicans are just the biggest cowards that you know? And you know, and you think the Republicans are going to save us? And a scary thought. I don't know how people think these Republicans are going to save us. I mean, if you could just go out there and Roto-Rooter and flush out all the rhino garbage Republicans, you might stand a chance. But these people have such a stronghold on this government. It's just disgusting. But why would you ever want to impeach Biden? That's not anything to do with bribery and the Communist Chinese Party or any of that kind of stuff, right? That doesn't matter. And so I know there's still a battle. There's still a couple of our lady representatives out there fighting to get some kind of impeachment vote out there and call out McCarthy. McCarthy's not going to vote to impeach. No, and, of course, McConnell's not going to. These people are cowards. Just because your president is destroying your country and is up for sale for the Chinese Communist Party, there's no reason to think of impeaching him. That's just minor details. Then add on the invasion and all that stuff. He's a good old guy. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to get rid of Obama, who's the real president? I think we all know he's the one really calling the shots in the background. So anyway, that's just the Biden crime family. They're good for us. Yeah, they're really doing a wonderful thing for us. And, of course, everything to do with his son, Hunter, and the recording where my dad is sitting here, when are you going to give us our money, blah, 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 whatever. Which, of course, in a court of law, they would say, well, we never heard the voice of your father, so we don't really know that he was sitting there. And so they would that part wouldn't go far, I think, in court. But it is interesting that he was out there, my father's in there, about all this and whatever. Again, there's no reason to take any action against these treasonous people. They're all nice. This is what we need. I don't think I've ever seen so much treason so blatantly obvious in front of us, and nobody does a thing about it. Treason's good, I guess. Which brings us to our very next item. It's a good thing, I guess, for China to be building a military plant right on Cuba. Cuba's just, on the other side of the planet, right? It's not just, 90 miles south of Florida or whatever. But that's okay, too. No reason. Just go ahead and do that. I know Matt Gaetz is out there fighting, doing what he can to get rid of this military base, or just put a stop to it. I mean, we can defend and we can give all our money to Ukraine and Russia and all this other nonsense that's going over there, Ukraine, but we can't defend ourselves. It's sick. This is sick. We're in a very sick world. And this guy Blinken, I mean, he is the biggest idiot. I mean, talk about it. Every time I see this guy on TV, which of course is disgusting and nauseating, you get this deer in the headlights. He has no clue what's going on. I mean, he is clueless. He's as clueless as Biden, but for a different reason. Not dementia per se, but he's brain dead. I mean, the guy, we're talking about this. And we talk about the word salad routine. Yeah, well, we've been continuing to talk. Yes, we talk about these things. Yeah, no, it means nothing what he says because they call him out on the stuff. And, oh, no, we've been talking to them. Oh, yeah. And then what he said about Taiwan, no, we don't support them. We support them. Whatever. He said both things in a matter of two sentences. He said two completely different opposite things about our support for Taiwan and that type of stuff. The guy is such an idiot. I've tried to find, is there anybody in this administration that has a brain? I haven't seen it yet. Okay, let's see. Then the other, here we go. The good old Pride Days and all this other stuff with the LGBTQABCD, whatever. They're literally chanting. They're having a parade and chanting, we're coming after your children. We're going after your children. We're going to get your children. This is the sickest of sick things. And here we have these people perverting the children at the school level. And these people are out in the street chanting, saying, this is a wonderful thing. We're going to destroy your children. They're destroying the next generation. Between COVID and these people, we don't have a next generation of Americans. They're just not going to be there. You can't go and be putting all these drugs into these children and chopping up their bodies and everything else and have a generation in addition to the fact the COVID jab has destroyed that as well. So it's a very, very, very sick thing. The only thing is, I don't know that I'll have the guest on tonight, but I try to add a little bit of humor to some of those stuff because you gotta laugh or totally go crazy. I'm trying to get Betty Binary to come on. I don't know. She's a little bit shy. So we'll see if Betty Binary will come on and be a guest at some point because I think we need to talk to these people. So Betty Binary, what is it like out there? Try to explain to us how a transgender man, because you're going to a, no, transgender woman, because you're going from a man to a woman, how a transgender woman can have an abortion, and what do the insurance companies say about that? What happens when a transgender woman to man, man to woman, excuse me, man to woman, stuff gets confusing, man to woman, having a baby and wants an abortion, or whatever. I mean, the stuff, it's that's even another aspect. I can only really imagine what the insurance industry is doing at this point. They've obviously had to pay out a lot of, sad part, with the deaths because of COVID and a lot more people dying. But then you have this kind of stuff going on. What happens when you talk about medical insurance for transgenders? They're crazy. And then let's see. Getting back to our good old friend McCarthy. Now, I just literally just heard this like an hour ago. Something about DeSantis was out in California doing a fundraiser. And apparently McCarthy is the one putting him in touch with these people. He's lining them up. He's telling who can give and who can't kind of thing. And it appears that McCarthy is out there in the background saying, yes, give your money to DeSantis, not to Trump. And this is Trump who endorsed him for the Speaker of the House. That's what I was getting out of this little bit of a clip. Teaser, whatever it was, that they just this basic. So if anybody has any more info on that one, let me know. But this is McCarthy supporting DeSantis with the fundraising in the background, stabbing Trump in the back, as we figured he would. And you know, on this one here, this would be a good one to call good old Marjorie Taylor Greene about, since she seems to, McCarthy seems to be her pimp or whatever. And say, by the way, are you okay with McCarthy backstabbing Trump and trying to get the money for DeSantis to run against him? Is that, are you in support of that? Is that your good old guy McCarthy doing that? I thought you were a big supporter of Trump. Well, your pimp isn't. So, you know, so I will give her a call, and I'll leave some kind of a message about that, because I'm real curious as to if she really likes the fact that he's out there playing games to undermine Trump's reelection. She shouldn't be, but then again, who knows? Let's see, what else? Next week is Independence Week. Monday will be July 3rd, so we will do an Independence Day show. We're going to actually talk about the Declaration of Independence. That's probably something most people would never think about doing on Independence Day. They're just going to keep saying Happy July 4th and see some fireworks, and not really even understanding what July 4th is, Independence Day. So I have been pushing it for the last several years, not July 4th. Do not say Happy July 4th. Say Happy Independence Day, and then ask somebody, what is that? What does Independence Day mean? And what are some of those reasons why we declared independence, and how many of them are truly out there as a problem today? Because it is a problem today. It's we're not free anymore. We're not free. And when I sent out that email in reference to the 15-minute cities, which is just another total loss of your personal rights, independent rights, I started off by saying, say a prayer for America. And then, of course, I love my country. It's my government I'm afraid of. And maybe if there's a little bit of time later, I'll go into that and what I actually put out there about it. Because it really is very sick what these people are doing. And as I expressed in the letter as well, the email/letter, I have representatives who don't even know this is going on. They have no clue that they're losing the state of Florida, good old Florida, is giving eminent domain rights to developers, taking away our rights there. These developers, oh, they want to build a 15-minute city. I guess they're going to do it. And they'll have the right. They have eminent domain control over us. And then, of course, as we talked about last week, we talked about property rights, and we also talked about election integrity that we don't have much of here either. So we are in bad shape, and if we the people do not go back to that American creed and defend against all enemies, we're not going to have a country. And I don't know what happens if America falls. What happens? And then some biblical terms, what does it really mean? Is there something else going to happen to? I don't know. It's very sad. And ultimately, the fact of the matter is, we truly have no one to blame but ourselves, because we did not stay engaged. And because people weren't engaged, the public school system was used as a massive indoctrination camp. Massive change. We've taken the culture down. There isn't, we have no values. Oh, Joe, I see you out there. I see Joe and Karen, so I will be with both of you in just a couple of minutes. So it's just a very, very sad state of affairs. And so it's up to us to save this country. Hopefully when I get Joe from Montana on, he can give us a little bit of an update on how we're trying to bring the different groups together. That is one of the biggest challenges we have, because deep down, with all the people that I talk to, there are more Americans, more true constitutionally believing Americans than there are the communists, Democrat, communist, Republican, communist, whatever. We have more Americans who truly believe in this country. However, everybody's out there scattered about doing different things, and we're not coming together to make the difference. We really have to work together. No, there's power in numbers. And we see what's happening with the boycotts and other things going on. This stuff is it's all working, but we've got to get a little bit better organized so that we can shut down the corruption, the treason, these people that are destroying our country taking us down. It's a sad situation. So please, as I always say, say a prayer for America. Please, we need it. Dear Lord, help us. And like I said, if I get time, I'll read some of that email that I sent. 15-minute cities. Think about a 15-minute city. You don't need a car anymore. They're going to tell you where you're going to live. They're going to have that central bank currency thing, and they're going to tell you how much money you have to spend. They're going to totally control everything. There will be no freedom. I mean, we've lost so much freedom as it is now, and there will be none when that all happens. So with that being said, now I'll get into what the real topic of tonight is. And again, I hope Betty Binary joins us. I'm sure she could add a lot to this conversation. I was out there looking. There's all this stuff going on with the transgender and the transgenders, or the LGBTQ, whatever, out there promoting, we're going after your children, we're going after your children, and all this other stuff. And it's like, the laws are so insane. And you can go out there on most of the different states, you can see this. I didn't look at every state. I was focusing on Florida and putting some key links out there to get people thinking about it. But when you think, like in Florida, a minor cannot get a tattoo, okay, a minor without parental consent or without a medical reason. There was something about a medical reason for a dental tattoo. I still haven't figured that one out. Who knows how that one got in there. But the whole point is you can't do that to a minor. But yet, the minor has the right to chop off all their body parts and totally destroy themselves. There's something insane here. And that was why it's like the age of consent. Yeah, the same as for sexual activity, how old you have to be, statutory rape and all that, then the tattoos, then drinking. There's all these things that you have to, because yet people understood children don't know this. The parents should know better, but it's kind of how do you define child abuse, which is another topic in itself. And then, but at the same time, we're saying, this 5-year-old boy thinks he's a dog or thinks he's a girl or whatever else, and let's go ahead and chop off the body and make whatever it is and put as many drugs and chemicals into that body because this is what the kid knows. And the kid knows best. A 5-year-old knows best. I mean, the whole thing is just insane. So, and that was one of the things that also came up was in Florida here. A federal judge blocks the Florida law restricting drag shows. This was another thing. Minors were not supposed to go into the adult entertainment centers. However, now a drag show is acceptable. This is all okay. It's not okay. Kids, you can't be allowed to go and manipulate and abuse children this way. And we know it's not because there's anything sincere about this. It's all about destroying the culture, destroying the family, destroying the culture. And I told some other people, I said, I'm going to ask this question. I don't know if I can get anybody to answer it. Because in the general scheme of things, when these drag queens, the men get dressed up as women. So, and of course, now we know they have to compete in women's sports because they can't win any other way, I guess. But I need some men to tell me, why do you want to be women? What is it with the men out there these days? Why do men want to be women? Because it really seems to be much more that direction. I don't get it. Why do men? Is it because of all the vaccines and how they've somehow screwed up your head and the body? I don't know. Is it something else that's screwed up? Or is it to get attention? I don't know. I'm trying to understand, why do men want to be women? I haven't quite figured this out yet. So anyway, this is what I want to talk about tonight, age of consent. How can we allow this, all this other stuff with kids while we go and ban all these things? But we say it's okay for a child. The child has the right to make a decision that the boy doesn't want to be a boy, wants to be a girl, and the girl wants to be a boy, whatever. It just makes no sense. So let me go ahead and get Karen on here real quick, and then I will go to Joe from Montana, and then anybody else who wants to join the discussion. Some of you will notice I did not open the chat tonight. There had been some problems with the chat last week, so I said, well, I'll just kind of skip it this week. Maybe we can shut down some of the silliness that was going on out there. The chat room should be a place for, you know, sharing some intelligent information, maybe a little bit of humor here and there, but not the other nonsense that was going on out there last week. So, well, I'll just keep it off. I'm not going to mess with it tonight. And with that being said, Karen, tell me, what am I missing here? There's so many things going on. What do you want to talk about?
It's always great to talk to you, and unfortunately, you are right. There are so many topics that you don't know where to go. And what you were saying, the children, I read something a little bit ago. I can't remember the author, but I thought it was very pertinent. And this is a 13-year-old talking to his daddy, and he said, Daddy, can I drive a car? And Daddy said, no, you're 13. And he said, Daddy, can I vote? And Daddy said, no, you're 13. And then he said, Daddy, could I have a drink? And Daddy said, no, you're 13. And then he said, Daddy, I want to be a girl. Oh, okay, we'll make an appointment for you. Does that make sense? That's what we are doing. It is sick and sad. But the problem really is not what we think it is. The problem is that what the left does is they really follow a multi-level marketing plan. And the minute they lock onto a group or onto a cause, their initial response is become a community organizer and go and organize and recruit people. And by doing that, all they're doing, of course, to them is increasing their voter base. And that's what this is all about. The sad part is the wake of people that they leave in destruction behind. And they don't pay attention to that. That's not important. They don't care about the people. What they care is, what can I make the people do that's so absurd that they'll spend lots of money and I'll get rich? That's what this is about. And it is extremely sad that when we started ringing this bell saying, whoa, wait a minute, look what's going on. No, 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 we don't want to do this. Nobody listens. And we can almost pinpoint exactly when this happened. And I'm not talking about past history. I'm talking about current history. Right now, the school scores have come in, and America spends about $20,000 per child per year per education, and America is 30th, not first, not second. So we spend more money, we get less activity. And so, of course, when the scores came in and they were abysmal, everybody said COVID, COVID, COVID. That is not the problem. The problem was using a curricula called Common Core, which was designed to keep the people 2 years behind. And by doing that, we now are living proof of affirmative action and diversity. And What's happening right now is our corporations are becoming victims of diversity. More and more mistakes are going to be made, and more problems are going to happen, and more things are not going to be paid attention to. Look at what just happened on the Yellowstone River, a train went over a bridge, the bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
Who's the transportation secretary that's supposed to be monitored and taken care of? Well, he's nowhere to be found. We have a giggler, and it was, the sad part is, take a look at Kamala Harris. She is really a representative of what's coming out of our schools. The people are friended. They don't know very much of anything and say things and expect all of us. Then they want to see how far they can push us to follow it. Case in point, I'm so happy that you are here today to celebrate with me, Miss Sally, the human existence. Because according to Greta Thunberg, you're all supposed to be extinct by now. Oh, my goodness. This
oh, yeah,
the
that's right.
Day of
that's right.
Now, why do we listen to these people? But I think the proof is beginning to show itself. I was told that the people who are getting the rental electric cars are having a canary because remember when you went to the gas station and you filled up in 5 minutes and you got aggravated if it took six because you had to be on the road? And it takes them over an hour to charge their electric vehicle.
Same.
So
totally insane.
Yeah, we have all of these things have been put in place by people who are incompetent and follow directions. That's the only thing they do good. They really, really do that very, very well. And they follow directions. And if you're on the A-level agitator, then you do this. If you're on the B-level agitator, then you do that. And I'm saying agitator instead of activist because they're really trained to agitate. They're trained to go in and twist the needle a little bit so that they can evoke a negative response and then they win. So this is part of the school training, and that is why we are spending so much time trying to tell all of the parents, get your kids out of public school. Get them out, even if your school says it's an A school. Or if you're doing better than everyone else, it doesn't matter. You're doing better learning communism. And the 15-minute cities are their way of putting a fence around us, which will be a self-imposed fence. They're going to do things like I heard within the next 2 months to get rid of currency and make it digital currency. Okay, so everybody thinks, well, that's okay. I have a credit card now. That's not what digital currency is because digital currency is going to be tied to your ESG score, which is environment, social justice, and governance. And the way that you behave in those in that realm is what will get scores and points put on your digital currency. So just like you were saying, Sally, if the purpose is to keep you in town, then, well, Sally, I'm sorry, you said blah, 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 and that was derogatory and against the government, so you can't go any place this month. Your card won't work. We're shutting it off. Period. Think that won't happen?
And then to think they have limits, the restrictions. Well, if you live within here, you can apply to travel so many times a year. Can you Americans better think about that. You know, so when you thought you were going to just come on down to see Mickey, which of course I hope you don't do anyway, that's another story. come down and you want to travel to Florida for your vacation, you're going to have to get permission. And you may not be allowed to. If you've made too many other trips, you can't do that.
Your social credit score is not just indicative of what you and what you are doing. It's also your family and friends. So, Sally, if you say something that the government doesn't like, I'm going to get credits taken away from me because you're my friend. Isn't that exciting?
Right.
They don't want you to have friends. They don't want you to have family. And they would be real happy if you play with the AI, I guess it's a hologram sex toy, and never leave your computer. You, of course, can always order out. Or maybe you can just push a button and that'll, what food would you like? Okay, this will be in your high-rise because all of these cities, if you think about it, most major cities are like this anyway, but they're not restricted.
Right.
You live upstairs and your business may be downstairs. Many people did that. They bought a building. Why would they do that? Because then they don't have to pay anybody extra rent. So they have a business that they can do what they want, and then they live upstairs from their business. Not unusual. Well, imagine high-rise after high-rise after high-rise of that, and the first floor might be your local stores that you may need. The second, the middle floors might be offices, so you don't have to leave your building. And above may be your domicile, which will be approximately less than, depending on the size of your family, something like 350 to 400 square feet if you are single and 700 square feet if you are married with a family of two. Isn't that nice? So you are now going to be allocated as to how you will live in these 15-minute cities because remember, under this utopia, everybody gets the same thing. Otherwise, it's not equitable. And you would lose points, and you don't want to lose points, right? You have to make sure you have points. That's very important. So this is going to be not good at all, not certainly not anything that Americans will like. And we have a bunch of mealy-mouthed babies in the House of Representatives.
Sounds like Benny, and Benny is opposing this. I think that's what that is.
Get over here. No, it's Becky. She wants, come on.
Oh, okay, Becky. The two dogs, Becky and Benny. And they know what they're talking about. They know what's wrong.
But okay, thank you. Okay.
Well, it looks like Joe dropped off. Joe, if you're still listening, call back in and we'll get you on here.
I wanted to ask Joe what he thought about what just happened with those IRS agents that we weren't supposed to be getting. And they weren't supposed to be going after the middle class. They weren't supposed to be going after the little people that had mom-and-pop shops. So a gun store was raided by 20 armed IRS agents. And the information that they took had nothing to do with finances. It had to do with who bought what gun. So this is what
was
the IRS.
There was also, wasn't there also another agent who lied about who he was when he went to some person's house and whatever and actually gave a false name of what he was and he ripped them off or something? I don't know. I mean, it's just more of the insanity.
It is, and it gets worse. It's unfortunately going to be worse and worse and not better and better. And again, just like you said, just like we all say, look in the mirror, folks. We're the ones that allowed this to happen. And unless we do something about it, it will not be upon us right away. It will take time, but it will definitely happen. Absolutely, it will happen.
Well, I'll tell you, this insanity with what they're doing, I mean, the courts, what is going on with these judges, too, which, of course, I mean, here, Trump put a lot of judges out there. You would think there'd be enough to have some balance of what's happening, but the judge is banning or blocking, I shouldn't say banning, blocking the Florida law on the drag queen shows. Why would they do that when if you look at the laws of the state and, you know, there's this thing called the 10th Amendment. States have a right to make some of these laws as long as it doesn't violate what's the Constitution. And nobody ever challenged this stuff in the past. So I'm trying to understand, what are these judges thinking about? Which, of course, goes to the Supreme Court on that other deal, too. But why would they – I don't get it. I mean, these are the laws that have been out there all this time. In reference to a minor's, you know, decisions that minors can't make for themselves. Now, I will mention there's one other part of this, which is the other part that's equally disgusting, is these parents, like the one lady that was in Texas and went to California, whatever else, where to me, I was my own opinion from listening to the story of what happened with that particular, the lady had two boys, the family, they had two boys. And she kept dressing the one boy up, the younger one, as a girl. She wanted a daughter. And so there was a sick – personally, I thought the mother was sick. This mother was sick. The kid didn't want to be a girl. He told his dad that. He wanted to go fishing with dad and his brother. He didn't want to go be dressed up as a girl. But this is what the parent was doing. So you got this other level out there, too. Some of these sick parents, and between what the school is doing, the indoctrination, brainwashing of these kids, convincing them that some school out there now, I can't remember, it's probably New York, I can't remember where now they're going to allow the kid to come in as a giraffe or a dog, whatever you want to be. It's not what you're born as, it's whatever you want to be. The insanity of it all, it's beyond me to understand. But these judges, they're nuttier than what these people are, because they're the ones allowing us to go through instead of following the law.
Well, unfortunately, they don't care about the law. They make up their own as they go along because we have a bunch of people that will accept it. And once they learn that we'll accept it and screaming, no, 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 you can't do that. We're not going to do that. We go, oh, could we give you money? Would you like, what can we give you $4 trillion over the next couple of years? Can we give you an open checkbook? So you can screw us further. And as long as we have people like that, then that's our doing. Because we are electing these people. Although I have been told that several of them that we sent that seem to be really good and answered questions good have already turned. So the power of the almighty dollar and the Chinese Communist Party, I guess, makes it very difficult for some of the representatives to be true to what they are, their real purpose in going to Washington is. And that's why they are afraid of Trump, and that's why we want Trump, because he's probably one of the only presidents, as bad as he was, he really did what he said he was going to do, and he really did help the people. Now, he was misguided in many cases, and many by his own family, because they didn't really know either. I did read that he is going to, outer family is not going to be involved in any way with anything that he's doing in the cabinet. So I don't know whether that means Don Jr. or what he wants to do, because he has been heavy on the campaign trail. But again, if we don't have an overwhelming majority of people voting for Trump, they'll lose because they're going to cheat. And the only way we can beat them is if as many of our members and non-members vote. If the American people vote, then we will beat them. If the American people stay home, then they will cheat their way into another 4 years of total destruction. And by the end of that, we'll be lucky if we can leave our apartment. A 15-minute city will be something to be.
you know, so many times we say this is the most important election of our lifetime, most important. This is the one that I say is definitely the most important because we are already under such attack. Our country is the unrestricted war that is going on, deep down, I think we all know Biden, who is useless and whatever, but we know he isn't the one making these decisions. His brain doesn't function well enough. He shouldn't even be there. And the world is watching us and say the American people are so weak. Because time and time again, I say, oh, my dear Lord, help us. I mean, Americans can't be this weak. Are Americans really this weak? Have we really fallen this far that we won't even defend ourselves? And then, you know, we're supposed to be a Christian nation, which actually Dr. Tolbert is one of his, he was one who responded to my email out there in reference to the 15-minute studies, and he answered the prayer, because I started out by saying, say a prayer for America, and he answered me with a prayer that we're a fallen nation. We have failed. We are a failed Christian nation. What is happening now is not a Christian nation. It really isn't. And if we don't understand what those values are, then how can we possibly be saved if we have no idea what these values are?
Well, that's part of the problem. And if the parents get their kids out of school, it accomplished two things. One is it'll starve the beast because they won't have anything. And
you're breaking up. Having a hard time hearing you all of a sudden. You're starting to break up.
Oh, goodness. Breaking up is hard to do.
And Cindy has joined us out there. So when you're finished, I'll get Cindy out here. I want to know what Cindy thinks about DeSantis and McCarthy and, of course, the other stuff as well. Because I know Cindy really likes it.
Absolutely. Is that better?
Yes, much better. Now I can hear you. Okay. And if you want to go ahead and finish what you were saying, sorry.
No, I was just thinking that what we are forgetting is that the American people are not weak. They were taught to be weak. Be tolerant. Tolerate what they say. Turn the other cheek. Everybody gets a trophy. Well, what are we seeing?
Yeah.
We are now seeing the results of that teaching. The same thing with why should a Frank has been, my honey, has been reading about that submarine that went down by the Titanic. And if you read what the owner of the company said, he didn't pick the best and the brightest. He was giving the youth a chance. Really? How stupid.
He didn't want those old white men to do anything because they were too stale in their ideas. They weren't creative enough or something stupid like that.
Yeah, exactly. So this is what we have running our country. These are the same people. They have been indoctrinated into being morons. All they are capable of doing is saying yes, and what plans you want me to follow. That's it.
Yeah.
And then they get their talking points, which is why if we would fight back, they're so easy to beat, because they don't know what, there's nothing, there's no substance with them. So what is it they say? I yield my time to Cynthia.
Okay, and I'm going to get Cindy on here, but just another follow-up on that, which even is more garbage. Like I said, I couldn't put everything on the list today. I would have spent the whole 2 hours going down the list. But there was something where our military knew the day that happened. They knew when the system, the submersible or submarine, whatever they wanted to call it, was in distress on day one. It was day one it was over. And apparently our military knew this. Somehow they already knew this. But we had to play the game. We had to keep it out there to distract from things like we have a totally corrupt, treasonous president and his family and everything else. We can't talk about those things. We have to talk about this nonsense here. But with that being said, let's see if Cindy has anything to say about this stuff. I don't know. I think she might have an idea. Hey, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
I didn't see
the email till I got home late, and then Karen texted me, so I didn't know what the subject was tonight that you guys were talking about.
Well, the real topic for tonight is the insanity, the age of consent. how come a person's too young to have sex, too young to get a tattoo, too young to drink alcohol, but they're old enough to chop off their body?
Right. So I have something to say about that. So the other day I saw the pictures of the Pride thing, and it was just amazing. I mean, total nudity. And so I decided to look into the state laws. So I went to Just Stay. It's a website. And I looked up the decency laws by state. But basically, there's federal laws, too. Yeah, they're not supposed to be nude on the street. They're not to be doing lewd and sexual things on the street. All the laws are there. So I copied a portion of it, and then I put it on Twitter. I'm sure I got taken to the cleaners, but I don't give a rat's ass. So whatever. Because that's the truth. That's how far down the rabbit hole we are. We have no decency anymore. So I put that up. And then I said something last night to one of the staffers from Rubio's campaign, and he just blew his top. And then I wanted to see, well, I wonder if he knows, like, if he's suspicious of Obama, you know, and Michael. So I said it in a jokingly way. I said, well, you know, there's that thing about Michelle being Michael. I said, it is kind of a coincidence that Tucker and Jason Whitlock and all these people are now saying this is true. And he just started laughing. And I don't know if he knew before or he didn't know, but I was telling him about Roger Stone being cornered and being asked if he knew if Big Mike was going to run. So, but that's how far down the rabbit hole we are. And then Rick Scott wants to run for governor. I mean, for the presidency today. So I called him and I gave him an earful. And then I just think what DeSantis has, this is a person that has lied. Hopefully he's been a fraud. And Loomer took him out today on the radio with Bannon because he took, you know, he went to that fundraiser up in Washington, which I put out. There he is with Big Pharma. And the same lawyers for Dominion, for the voter thing, that was DeSantis. They were there, all the lobbyists. He was hanging out with all the good guys. So I don't know what to say about it. I think it's really ridiculous. And I think that last night on the call with Chris, I'm glad that they're doing some of the work, but it just seems to me here's what I think is really going on. It's just like somebody said today, you know, resolutions are meaningless. You can do a resolution. Impeachment, so you're going to impeach him. Does that mean he's going to go away? No, he's not going to go away. It's like unless they really go through with it, like Watergate, maybe, but that's, I don't know if that's going to happen, right? But what they did was very detrimental, if you think about it, with that guy from California. I always forget his name, the one with the bug eyes, censoring him.
Sure.
You know why?
Are you talking about Adam Schiff?
You know what they did? They got all his donors all pumped up. He's got tons of money. And guess who? He's going to run for? He's going to run for the Senate seat.
He's
going to be the next senator of California.
He's taken Feingold.
So we're not doing anything that's good, because if they thought it out, they actually is a rule where they could have taken him off. He could have been like removed from Congress, and they didn't do that. So this is all theater.
Yeah, they could have. This is my point. Excuse me. This is the point that I was making in general terms. These Republicans are a bunch of cowards. I mean, they're so disgusting.
No, they're not cowards.
I mean, they did a little bit, but they didn't do enough. And then the other part, McCarthy's out there saying no to the impeachment. What's that?
Maxie told me they're all compromised.
Yeah, they are.
So that's what we're. Yeah. So what are we looking at? That's really what's going on here, in my mind.
Yep. Well. Did you hear the other part with McCarthy going behind Trump's back, basically helping DeSantis with his fundraising? I think that was another piece that was mentioned on Bannon's show at some point.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yep. As I was saying earlier, and you weren't hadn't joined us yet, but Marjorie Taylor Greene, everybody ought to call Marjorie Taylor Greene and say, "Are you okay with McCarthy stabbing Trump in the back?" Because he's out there trying to help DeSantis. Getting all the money for him and helping him to sabotage Trump. Are you okay with that? Because, as I said earlier, to me, McCarthy is her pimp, whatever. She's a prostitute to him or whatever, whatever the deal is there, because she's fallen from grace. To me, what I thought of her in the beginning, she has already been taken down by the deep state or whatever.
Well, there's something weird going on there. We don't know exactly what it is, but I agree with you. But I also think it has to do with that, what's his name, the one from North Carolina that didn't get elected again. He was going around telling everybody he got invited to orgies and do drugs, and he was the youngest congressman. I told you, and he was
Mackie.
I still think it has some. That's why I think Trump supported McCarthy, because he had the goods on him. And I think there's a lot of theater there that we don't know that's going on, that's being done on purpose. But just the rank and file. I mean, I can just tell you, talking to that staffer last night, he was not in a good mood. We talked for about an hour. He called me. He is not happy. He calls them communists. Then I said, you know, I read the piece about Rubio's book, and it was in The Guardian, and they just tore Rubio a new one. I said, so it must be really good, because they really were all over Rubio, and Rubio really understands when it comes to China. So, but I said, so he says, Cindy, they're communists. You have no idea.
Kidding.
He says, so, you know, when you're up there in that bubble, you don't know what to do. You're just doing your job because you're getting paid. A lot of that's what's going on up there. They have no power. I talked to somebody in Rubio's office today, and I said, you know, I never really supported him, but I'm thinking about having him come here and let him do a book signing and let him talk, because I think he's grown up, he's figured it out, and he's going down the right road. And he's been saying good things about Trump. He's not going, and I'll tell you, they're not happy with DeSantis. Nobody, everyone I talk to that has anything to do with anybody in D.C., whether they work for DeSantis or Rubio or they're working for Scott or whatever, none of them like what's going on with DeSantis. So that really tells you something. Does that mean that DeSantis, I don't know. I think he's been friends with the Bushes for a long time. And I think that goes back to, they both went to Yale. He's had connections there. And I remember him being asked that question when he was vetted in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm not sure what the story is, but I don't trust him. No way. Mm-hmm. I'll never trust him again because of what's gone on.
How can you? He lied. He lied to the people. He told this week, I'll be your governor for 4 years. Otherwise, why would we have voted for him?
But are we the only ones, Karen? I mean, does Citizens Alliance get it?
I don't have not had a conversation with them about that, but I certainly will ask.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard for them not to. They're not going to say anything because their only focus is on education.
Right, and they're a 501c3, so they can't get a signature.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. I'm hearing a lot of noise in the background. I'm not quite sure where it's all coming from, but it's kind of hard to hear some of the discussion.
I would like to talk about bill number HR 3599, which just came across my desk. And this is an immigration bill that gives amnesty to the people who are here. And it is sponsored by, in Florida, Maria Salvador and Mario Diaz. So this is very serious. There are many Republicans that have signed on to this. Let me just tell you what this is. What we are doing is putting forth a petition, and I think, Cindy, I don't know if you were there yesterday, but there is a petition that we are signing telling our legislators that they better not pass this bill, because this gives the Democrats the base. This is it. And we cannot allow that to happen.
I was there.
Oh, okay.
I'm
well,
watching that show, remember?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm watching to see if they get any sponsors.
Here,
okay, what was
oh,
that
right.
bill number again? What's the bill
okay.
number?
HR 3599. Okay, what we have is a petition, and we will put it up. Cindy will, I'm sure we'll have it on the Martin 912. I will let you know where it is. You can find it on my website as well. This is what the petition says. We undefined groups and individuals strongly object to H.R. 3599, ill-advised bipartisan immigration bill with Republican co-sponsors that would establish a pathway to citizenship and otherwise facilitate illegal immigration. In 2013, the Gang of Eight ran into a firestorm of protesters cheering for opposing a pathway to citizenship for millions of illegal aliens already in the country. I don't know what that is. Already in the country. The Gang of Bill 8 passed the Senate but did not pass the House. Now a new gang has risen to propose multiple pathways to citizenship for illegal aliens. We, the undersigned, guarantee the new bill's co-sponsors that their efforts will go down in flames the same way the Gang of Eight bill did. We object to legal status for undocumented immigrants already living in the United States with the possibility of earning citizenship. We object to new pathways for asylum seekers. We object to new legal pathways for economic migrants and unaccompanied minors. We object to the creation of a new regional processing center for the purpose of increasing unlawful immigration. We object to conferring special privileges upon millions of illegal aliens who knowingly broke the laws and then entered the United States. They can go back to their home country and get in line like everyone else who came here lawfully and who are seeking legal entry to the country. We do not object to lawful immigration, but we do point out that the United States already has been the most generous lawful immigration policy in the world, and there is no reason to incentivize and grease the skids for more illegal immigration on top of the already magnanimous lawful immigration system. Hence, we call out the Republican sponsors of H.R. 3599 for their unprincipled pursuit of open border policies and for their arrogance for proceeding in the face of unwavering objection from grassroots like us. And then the people who signed it, the Republicans, are listed. And then now is the time for anyone who is interested in signing this. First of all, send it out and let us see how many signatures we can get. This, I think, is quite important, and hopefully, Sally, you can post it also. I will send it to you as well.
Yeah, please send it to me. And as I'm looking at this, just as a quick glance, I just did a search on this. It appears it was two Republicans who created this, the primary sponsor and the original co-sponsor, whatever. It looks like two Republicans started it. And then the other is right now six Democrats and five Republicans on this thing. So this, again, is the Republicans are just as bad, I'm telling you. And I just don't know how we're going to flush out all the communist Republicans out there, too, at the same time. I just don't get it. And you know, we've had this conversation many times before. We've got to do something to help the true American voter who's not a party loyalist to get involved and help them vote for the right people to change this process. But somehow, some way, this is just disgusting.
Yes, yep, it certainly is. I'm going to put this on my Substack as well, so I think that will be the place you can be able to find it. That's easiest.
Yeah, so let everybody know what your Substack means. They just do a search on your name on Substack, right?
Yes, Karen Chalmers.
Okay.
So I just want to say one more thing.
there are some libertarians running because they're complaining that the Republicans are blocking them from getting on the ballot. I heard some people today talking about that.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. One more thing. Hey, so I just to let you know that I had ordered ivermectin through my friend, who's an attorney, her and her husband, on the West Coast. He has everything stashed away, all these prescriptions. He's got ivermectin. He's got it all. So it came today. It's great. It's great. 500 pills. It was $137 for 3 milligrams and 6 milligrams.
Fantastic.
So, and I gave, he didn't get anything. So just so you know, so it's safe. And I have a stash. I have a stamp.
I think that's good, and I will talk with you later and get the information to do the same.
Yeah.
I think that would be good to have a stash.
Yeah, we have to work around the system because the system's too corrupt. If you're going to save yourself, you have to save yourself. The system's killing us, so we have to save ourselves.
Yep, exactly.
I agree.
Exactly. And they are... Everything that we are being told is a lie. There's no other nice way to say it. They are designing a bubble to destroy the dollar. They are allowing our frenemies to come together and form a group without us, in spite of us, because of us. And the fact that we have representatives that can't get together and stop this is disgusting. That to me is more disgusting than anything. Because if we
well,
have
I
a
mean,
real majority, they would be all over this, and we don't have a real majority. We have too many rhinos, too many Democrats who became Republicans so they could run and get elected.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many of the Republicans, those that are registered as Republicans, how many of them are truly anything to do with constitutional, fiscal, conservatives, whatever? I mean, what percent? And this goes, while we're talking, obviously, D.C. on some of this, but this is true at the state and local level, too. And, I mean, this is how the Democrats took over to begin with. It's like, and that's because we have people who vote for a stupid party. Instead of voting for the person, we vote for the party. If we don't do something to get rid of the parties, Washington said it. This is President George Washington said the political parties will destroy us, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, I just don't know how anybody thinks these stupid parties are going to save us. I don't see it. I mean, I understand all the logic of taking it back and blah, 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 but you're taking, you know, the fox guarding the hen house. How do you get rid of all the scum that's in there now? How do you get rid of McCarthy? How do you get rid of McConnell? These are two people that shouldn't be there now after all the crap they pulled in the past. But there they are. And how did they get there? Who ends up endorsing them? Good old Trump, unfortunately. Hey, Trump, are you really proud of that decision? I did hear his speech on Saturday. And the very first part of it actually went over an hour. The first part was, you know, a lot of the corruption that's happened, our fault, you know, so obviously there's some stuff you hear over and over again. But at the very end, he was really being very, very specific about what had to be done and stuff like that. But and I think he's someplace along the way, I think he was saying he's learned a few things, but yet he kept going back to Graham. He kept Senator Graham, he kept looking back to him, excuse me, acting like Graham was some wonderful thing, whatever. Like, if you're aligning yourself with the likes of Graham, I don't know what that means either. It doesn't give me a whole lot of confidence if you somehow think he's going to help you. I mean, Graham is going to say the right things for his own place. Go ahead. What's up?
I think he's got the goods on him. Grant, listen, because South Carolina, Debbie Jones is up there, and I talked to some other people who – listen, Graham has all the money. That's why South Carolina can never turn. But then you look at Nancy Mace, which we tried to get rid of. She's coming around. She's starting to see it. And I think Trump has the goods on Graham. He's gay. And I think Trump said to him, look, you know, I'm not going to tell people that you're gay and whatever.
But, you know, you gotta stop some of this shit. Whatever he said to him, I just think he's got the goods on a lot of these people. I don't think they like it, but I think that's why we're seeing what we're seeing. As far as Marjorie Taylor Greene is concerned, I don't know. Sometimes I think she's just, this is all theater. There's a purpose to the madness, and I don't know what it is, but I think there is a purpose. You know, remember, here's the biggest problem. It's not just the senator, and it's not just the representative. It's the staffers and the people that come in and out of their door, the donors. I mean, I think, you know, we know that, but we don't know how bad it is. So when you're up there, you're in a bubble. That's why last night I was testing the waters. Like, I made it like kind of a joke. I kept saying, hey, you know, these crazy people, they're talking about this stuff, because I used to want to see what the reaction was. And I'm telling you, they are in a bubble. They are in a bubble. They don't know what we know. They go home, they probably go, oh, yeah, somebody made fun of you on Fox News. You think they're listening and learning or knowing anything? They were behind us. You know, on the radio the other day, or I can't even remember where it was, but somebody was talking about that, you know, we are ahead of the politicians. Look how far ahead we are on every single issue. I mean, you can go all the way back to the John Birch days when I looked that up this morning. John Birch was talking about all this stuff back in the day, right? He had all them out. Yep. They thought they were crazy. Look where we are now. Now the politicians are catching up. If for anything, we can use COVID as a good example, because we, the people, rose up, and the people were like, I don't know about this. And then the next thing you know, Naomi Wolf, who's a lefty, a women's libber, she's coming. She came around. So you think about it. I think that's part of the problem. And I also think that Jack is right, that they are compromised. Here's what I heard. This is what I saw. And I don't know if it was on Twitter or where I saw it. Somebody alluded to the fact about DeSantis having an affair. And I just went, oops, I think they got the goods on DeSantis now. Now, whether that comes out, I don't know, but it was alluded.
But,
and maybe,
you know,
Laura Loomer got
the sad part when it comes to these goods, unless, I mean, they can all say it. They can all say, I mean, look at the garbage they said about Trump and his womanizing and whatever else, because he made some joke amongst some other men or whatever. So when it comes to that kind of stuff, at this point, because there's so much mudslinging, you really don't know what to believe on that kind of stuff, too, because it's unrestricted warfare. You'll say anything, do anything. It doesn't matter. What do you believe on any of that stuff? How do you truly prove it? Or how much of it is out there?
Any way. The whole purpose is that there isn't any way. That's the whole idea. They throw out, you know, like all these balls all at once, and we're busy trying to catch which one and what to spend. In the meantime, they're doing 47 million other things. And the problem that we have that they don't have is that they all follow the same script. And we don't do that. We pick on each other. They don't pick on each other.
Well, yeah.
Adam Schiff could come out and say, oh, it's raining gold bullion. And they'll go, yes, yes, Adam, yes, yes. They don't think about what they're saying. They don't care about what they're saying, because being approved and being part of the group is more important. And that's why we have the problem, because those people are the hardest ones to turn. And so we're looking at the wrong group of people to turn. We, if the Republicans actually wanted to get more, I was told the other day, I guess it was, wasn't it on the call yesterday, Cindy, that in Miami Dade, that they don't want more, they don't want them to go out and register more voters, more work for them. I mean, this is, you know, this is what they want, because they don't want to win. They really don't want to win. What they want to do is control. They want to be the puppet master, not the puppet. So this is why the Obama-Biden relationship is as it is, because Obama is pulling the strings and Joe is reading off a cue card or reading off a teleprompter.
Not reading it very well either.
No,
repeating
what's in his earpiece. But the sad part is I feel like we're at Weekend with Bernie. Every time I see that movie, I think of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite Joe Biden movie. But
anyway, we got two other callers.
We don't really understand their motivation, and we think their motivation is the product. The motivation is never the product. Like what did Mark say? The item is never the motivation. The only motivation is the revolution. So that's what they're focused on, and we're not focused on that. And that's why a lot of times I'll start out and I'll say, okay, what's your goal? What do you want to do? Well, if your answer isn't to win, then why are you here? That's our problem.
Yep.
Their answer is to win at all costs. By saying anything.
Well, and that's it. It's unrestricted war. They can do whatever they want. They will do anything. They don't care. They're on a mission where our Republicans have, the Republican Party has been taken over by them for all the obvious reasons we've talked about, and the Republicans are just useless. We've got Nathan and one other person out there, so let's go ahead and get Nathan on here and see. Of course, Nathan always has to call in for his weekly therapy session, and then he also shares some information. And then we've got someone else out there. It could be Brother Warren. It could be Sarge. We'll see. But Nathan, what have you got to say for tonight?
I got to say, sitting around hearing about all these personal things is dumbing people down. I don't care about what's going on in anybody's personal life. You know, none of this stuff, all this stuff is people will hear it and they'll act on it. You know, if you think this guy's having an affair and your morals don't go with that, you're just going to back off and you're doing it with absolutely no evidence. Okay? This is just trailer park talk trash. You know, this is all it is. And this ain't politics. Put the record out there. Somebody said something about the Republicans. Okay, the Republicans have never been who they say they are from the Great Depression, I mean from the Civil War all the way up to now. That this is the Whig Party. When Abraham Lincoln won, the Whig Party was over, and there was only a handful of people in the Republican Party. They weren't even in all the vote in the states, and they flooded the Republican Party, and they got us right back on the same track, and here we are again, back at the time of the Civil War, the same conditions. You know, I ain't interested in hearing about somebody and what, like DeSantis having an affair. When I heard that on your show, I called his office the next morning, gave it to the lady, and said, told her exactly where it was at. Y'all need to go hear this. And if you got somebody on your staff that's a snake, you need to cut his head off. But somebody out there there's no proof to this. That it's just talk. If it is true, somebody close to them needs to be confronting them. You know, we're bringing politics down to the level of Bill Clinton. America is over. And I'm going to tell you what, I don't believe there's any real atheists out there, because if they were, they would be pushing for a socialist system. Okay. But we got some crazy stuff going on. When these people are coming through your cities shouting, "We're coming for your children," this here is Sodom and Gomorrah. And I don't know if it's the end of America, but I know that there's some hard times coming. There's going to be a lot of judgment of God coming, and the judgment of God will probably be through the people and other people or militaries. But there's you when we're at a point that people are bold enough to come through your neighborhood yelling, "We're coming after your kids," and nobody's stopping these, nobody's locking these people up for that threat. Okay, we're at the point of chaos.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That's that is absolutely the truth on this. And yeah, like I said, this media. The media is the virus. The media is the enemy. People have to realize it's been weaponized against us too. The mainstream media, that is.
Talk radio. Talk radio too, Sally. Call talk radio. Call the phone line, and then listen. Tell them what you got to say, and then watch how you sit there. Or, well, we can't. We don't have time. We got, or we're going to a break. You know, I just recently called a show because the guy was saying something. I called in. I told the call screener what I wanted to say, and as soon as I got part of a sentence out, he cut me off, and I sat there listening to him take something I said, and he spent the next 20 minutes making his point. As if, and then says, thanks for calling in, Nathan. Okay? And I went straight to the email, called him up, and I told him, you cannot be trusted. And all of the talk radio now, if you call in, they've got a paradigm. One thing you can't get them to look at is go look at, and I called WDBO Newsroom, and I told them, go to the Orange County Supervisor of Election. And look at how many more no-party affiliates they are than there are Republicans. Now, in the next election, when people ain't voting for who you think they're supposed to vote for, you're going to be screaming election fraud. The people are already speaking. You need to look at it, and nobody will do that. So, you know, I don't even listen. Well, I listen for studying purposes. But I do not listen to anything they say and act on it because I know it's a lie. They're just trying to organize the Republicans against the Democrats, and the Republicans and the Democrats is one party. I can send you their vote record, where some of it's 100 to 0. It might be 98 to 1 or 2 against it. But you can't look at their vote record and believe what they're saying. Go to their vote. Every time they have a vote, go look at it. And these Bible thumpers, these pastors and Christian leaders who are endorsing these Republicans because they're pro-life, you know what? Right here is the problem. The church has so segregated itself, and it won't get out into the world and call it as it is. They're just listening to the Republicans and going back to their churches or to their religious communities and going, you know, this guy here is pro-life, or this guy here is anti-immigration, you know, that kind of thing. We need to vote for this guy. And the sheep just follow the shepherd like they're running right over a cliff, you know, because that's it. I got my therapy.
Well, it's a sad truth, and I don't know. I swear to you at this point. Yeah, go ahead. Were you going to say something, Nathan? Huh? Sorry.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just listening.
Yeah. Well, and when it comes to the radio talk show stuff, especially to me, I notice it really much more so on some of the locals, because I know a few of them there in Central Florida, the games they play there. Now, I've been listening to the stuff on the Internet. It's really not – I don't know how you podcast, whatever, like Steve Bannon were – The War Room and the Real America's Voices. John Fredericks, I think he's been good. And he doesn't, you know, he's definitely a party person because he thinks that's the only way. He's out there just, he thinks exactly what we've had on this show many times, where we said that you have to reform the Republican Party. You have to take back the Republican Party so we can clean out the mess. And that's what he truly genuinely believes. Of course, sorry, folks. Sorry, Karen.
Yeah,
I don't think you're going to clean up the Republican Party.
You know, I got so much stuff in a file documented on Bud Hanninger. He's a snake.
Well,
he's a snake. He's sitting around making it sound like he's for Trump all the way, but always throws that little bit of doubt in. And, you know, he never ceases to amaze me. You know, back whenever McCain was trying to was running for president, and nobody knew who his president was going to be, his VP would be, and I'm sitting there, and it took me a couple days to do it, but I got I typed in McCain, and I got a list of all the governors, and I type in their name. Nothing would come up. And then whenever I finally got to Palin, a website came up thanking you for checking, you know, stopping by to please check back what this site isn't completed yet. And I sent it to Bud. And I said, Bud, I think I broke the code, right? And he sent back. He was on the show. He sent back during the break. He sent back. Very astute, Nathan. And then he came back from the break, and he goes, you know, I think I figured out who McCain's going to pick for VP. And he says, I'm going to predict Palin. And he never gave a caller, one of his callers, credit for that. I didn't want my name mentioned, but he made it sound like he figured it out. And then he's later saying, you heard it here first, right? And I just told him, just keep enjoying it, Bud, because you got a folder, and whenever you get to the end and you do your autobiography, there will be a response to your autobiography showing that you're just like your what was his name, Walter Cronkite, you're just like your idol Walter Cronkite, sitting there telling us we're America's an anchor man. And he's sending information on America to the Kremlin. Yeah, here we go. See, that's what I'm saying. These are Republicans. These Republicans are socialists because they're going to have a seat at the table when this stuff falls apart.
For those who don't know, Bud Hedinger, he's out there. He's the typical rhino. I guess he had his own struggles with alcohol and whatever else, and then he was born again, whatever. Then he goes out there. He's acting like he's preaching the gospel when he's so two-faced in what he says. Now this is something quite different. But for those who don't know, it's kind of symbolic of what he is and what many people are. This is when they were getting ready to put the rail system in Central Florida, because that was going to take all the traffic off of I-4 and all this other insanity. Anybody who knows me knows I dealt with transportation there in Central Florida a lot, as Nathan well knows. And he got saying, oh, and Sunrail was going to solve all these problems. And he was out there supporting it when true conservatives weren't, because then it was just a massive multi-billion-dollar boondoggle and all this kind of stuff. And his attitude was, yep, get the Sunrail out there because it'll get all those people off the road and I can drive on the interstate. That was his attitude.
Something else he did. When we had the Mobility 2020, it was like something like 63% voted against it. And Rich Crotty the next morning in a press conference, lady asked him, what is your plan B? And he says there is no plan B. And he moved right forward without it, even though the people voted against it. And they had lots of polls for a couple years saying no. And so what Bud Hedinger did is he came up with, we're going to come up with the people-led transportation plan, and he called it Mobility 540 because it was 540 on the AM. And every afternoon he would call in, people would call in the last part of the last hour, and they would give their opinion of what we need to do, and he would document it, and the next day he would document and update everything. I even called in because somebody said, we need to put the trucks in the right lane. And I caught in and I said, listen, I'm a truck driver. You can't put the trucks in the right lane unless you got three lanes, because it's going to clog everything up, because trucks need to get around the empty ones, need to get around the full ones, and they move faster. So he said, okay, we're going to strike that. Sound like we're really doing something, right? He did that for 2 weeks. On the third Monday, he was in the morning then, he got to the end of his show and he didn't do a Mobility 540 update. So Tuesday morning, I called him up, and I reminded him, you didn't do Mobility 540. He goes, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll look into it. You know, he never, ever, what he did, and I emailed him at the end of the week, what you've done is you've massaged the short-term memory of people's minds and moved them on to other subjects. But I showed him something I got. His buddy from the TV station when he was a news anchor, his buddy from the news anchor show, he was working as Crotty's media person, okay? And they were back and forth. They were back. I talked to this guy. They were back and forth on the plan. And Bud and this guy was back and forth. They were he wasn't talking to Crotty. He was talking to Crotty's media man. And they were coming up with a plan on how to get the people diverted. So you know what? Right there. Don't talk God. Don't talk God and good values and all this other stuff when you're sitting there stabbing people in the back and moving them, moving their minds. And that's why I don't get my news from anything. I get it from the vote and the policy record. That's all you need. Again, I got my therapy.
Okay. And for those who don't know, back in around 2005, I ran against, as he was commonly referred to as, Crooked Crotty. I ran against him, and the Dominion machines, the people, literally people were saw that it was diverting their vote from me to him. And then the one person tried to say, well, that was one of the certain machines, and it was the synchronization. The touchscreen was out of sync or whatever, stupid things like that. And then they got an old geezer, Fred Grant, to run as a write-in candidate because there was only two of us, and we were both Republicans. And in Orange County, if there's only two of you running for that office, it goes to the general. It doesn't go to the primary. Unfortunately, you're allowed to elect people in the primary in Florida. But it wasn't supposed to go to the primary. And then they let a write-in candidate, which violated the county charter as well. So election corruption is all over the place. It's just disgusting, and that's why you have to totally revamp it. You have to get rid of the political parties are a major, major part of the problem, and you can't. Unfortunately, you cannot get, if you would have the real Republicans, it's kind of, I should say, the conservatives, constitutionalists, to take action. Because of the closed primaries, we could force the change if enough people rise up. But right now, the sad fact is you've got way too many people, these commentaries, pundits, whatever you want to call them out there, talk show hosts, They are totally committed to the two-party system, too. They say, you know, you got to have the two-party system. You got to have it. But the two-party system is killing us. So let's go ahead and keep up with the two-party system because it's only destroying us. There's no reason to stop it now. And it really is a very difficult, difficult thing to change because of the money and the special interest, the super PACs, all this other garbage. The elections are totally, totally corrupt. I don't know that there's any way. I don't know if we can truly, totally flood come 2024 if enough people truly vote and we can prove how they voted and we can prove they were legal voters that Trump would get elected. I believe he would get elected if we had an honest election, but I don't know that that's possible. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to hang up on after this one here, but I just want to say this is just information purposes, right? If you know of any atheist that has great ideas for turning America around, then he's not an atheist.
Well, I think I see an atheist out there right now who just happened to join. Now, I'm going to go. The other caller, I will get to you. But Joe from Montana was out there earlier, and I did not get to him in time. So let's go ahead and see what Joe from Montana has, and then I will get to the other caller. I'm not ignoring you. He was out there earlier. Joe from Montana. Do you have anything to say about that atheist stuff?
I'm a proud atheist. Nathan, you keep on saying you can prove I'm not an atheist in 1 minute. Sally,
yeah.
You got a minute's worth of your show?
Okay.
Go ahead, Nathan. Nathan.
Okay, listen. The word atheist means a no theist God. Your religion has not proved there is no God. And it is a religion because it's information, ideas that you're in the discipline of living, and discipline means religion. Okay, there's a Leaning Tower of Pisa that is leaning because Pisa means marshy land. Okay, that's the nature of the word, right? So you got to prove there is no God, or you can't say you're an atheist. You can't prove it.
That is your argument, Nathan.
That is my argument. You cannot prove there's no God, and you can't prove it just by saying I'm wrong. I believe there is no God. If you can do that, then will you prove there is a God? It's you. Because you made the declaration there is no God.
Yeah, because a negative declaration in response to a positive proclamation of somebody saying that something exists means the burden is on them. If somebody says that they've seen Sasquatch, then they can't say to me, well, prove I didn't, okay? But I can still prove that there is no God. However, that would take up some time. And by the way, Sally, when you received that that script about the hypothetical conversation between myself and a Christian, did you read it and like it, dislike it? What points did you want to rebut?
Well, I will. I had mixed emotions about it, I'm not going to rebut it here. I will in a future show, but I'm not going to today. I've already got about 25 minutes left, I hadn't planned on going down that path tonight.
Okay, listen. There was a guy named Darwin in 1859 wrote a book, Origin of Species. Okay, good imagination. Okay, somebody put together a picture. I don't know if he did it, but an artist made a picture of a bunch of different animals, and a straight line, and the guy at the front was a human standing upright, and that there's no proof there other than it's good art. Okay, and the word evolve, be true to words. The definition of evolve means to grow. I was born in the likeness of a human being, and I will evolve, meaning grow. I'll go through pediatrics all the way to geriatrics. When we change the definitions, and this is what he did, he changed the definition, and any theologian back there should have had him in a public debate and called him out on changing the definitions, because he knows this, and this is where we're at with this in America today. If we can change the definitions of a word and teach it in school, okay, the next generation, I don't care how Christian you are training your kids, that these kids are going to have this in their mind, and they're going to make it to the next generation, and they're going to be in another mindset than what they were raised in their homes in. And that's what happened to the Great Depression. The children of the Great Depression went off and kicked the butt out of our worst enemy in World War II. And when they came back, they got busy building the country, and the kids went to school, and they had these communists in the school system teaching our kids. And they went off to school, and these were kids that knew the Bible. They went to church. Most of the country did back then. And whenever they came, went off to college, after one or two lectures, a flip of a switch, and they hit the ground opposing everything they were raised in by their parents. Okay? So you see, and this is one of the biggest problems I got with pastors. They say repent, and it means a changed mind. But they, what they do is they get you to agree with them on something, and you can see it, and they demand you make a decision with that information now. And if you fall short from it, then they don't think your experience was real. You know, repentance is a changed mind. We saw that from one generation to the next, getting the next young minds are getting changed. And that's where we're at today. This was from the 60s with the 70s and the divorce and these children. You know, and changing the definition. And guess what? You change nothing but their behavior. So if you're an atheist, prove there is no God.
Again there, Nathan, since the people who say that there is a God, they're the ones who are proclaiming it as a positive affirmation. I don't have to prove that there is no God. People have to prove that something exists. I can prove that something does not exist. Some people say you can't prove a negative. I can prove to you and everybody on the show that you people are alive, or that the tornado did not come through your county and kill you. It's a negative affirmation, but I can prove it because you all are alive. The thing is that anybody who makes a positive proclamation that something exists, the burden is on them to prove that it exists. You can't say, prove I'm wrong. Go into that particular type of endeavor. That doesn't mean, though, that the burden is on them. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can you ever find any positive
need to wrap this up kind of
or
quick,
any negative that doesn't have a positive?
Yeah. Okay.
Did you find any negative that doesn't have a positive?
We did have a show in
reference. We'll talk about it another time, Nathan.
The existence of God. So we'll finish this conversation. I don't want to spend the rest of the show talking about this one. We'll reschedule another show to really focus on that again, because I do believe we are one nation under God, and as Reagan said, if we cease to be one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And whether it's the meaning, what God is, when we see what's happening to the children now, everything about this is all because we've allowed our culture to totally be taken over by a bunch of evil individuals. And God is not evil. Satan is evil, but God is not evil. And the evilness that has taken over this country, and that's where we have allowed it to just totally destroy us. And that's what's happening right now. The evilness of a bunch of transgender, LBGs, cute, whatever, homosexuals, whatever else, bisexuals, with all the others out there, to go out there and parade on the street that we're coming after your children. And we see them coming after the children. That's what we're talking about. Age of consent. Are you going to go and chop up a child's body because you're going after them? There's only one reason you would do that. It's to because you hate. It's evil. It's hate. You would not do this to a child if you were not evil. You would never go out there and chop up a child's body if you were not evil. That's all there is to it. And so when you're going and doing this, what is your real purpose? What are you truly trying to do to the culture? So I'm going to leave that part there, and anybody wants, we can talk about that. But, Joe, was there something else you actually want to, you know, I don't think you were calling specifically to talk about.
But thanks. So I can probably debate Nathan on my show if I bring it back for just that particular purpose. But then
okay.
again, you do have somebody waiting.
Okay.
And
yeah.
And
okay,
I can
well,
wait.
We'll worry about that on another show. I don't want to get back into the God
okay.
thing now. Except for to go
right.
and say the evilness of what these people are doing, how could you be a God-loving person and do this to these children? Now, that would be the extent of what I'm going to talk about God tonight. But you and I were talking last week. There was the other show trying to bring people together, these groups, the different groups for
right.
us to coordinate.
Yeah.
So if that's go ahead and go with that if that's what you were thinking about tonight.
No, all right. Tomorrow is going to be, I guess, perhaps the unofficial official launching of the Black Talk Radio show host getting together to form a coalition so that people will become more aware of it and hopefully get some ideas from people who actually want to put in some elbow grease to try to help save the nation from the evil that you're talking about. So it'll be on tomorrow on Joe's show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Restoring the Republic by Joseph Gibson.
And the whole goal or the hope is that we get a lot of blog talk hosts on there, people who communicate with people all and try to spread the word that way. That's kind of the idea of it.
To spread the word and to get some ideas of that. We can get some clout. In other words, if we're going to get a bunch of people together just so we can say, hey, look, we're all together. We're all united under the same flag and have the same idea. So what? We're trying to get some influence so that we can influence a politician or some corporate media or perhaps get on the Alex Jones show, get on some other show, Bannon show like Michelle Swinnick has, and to try to actually get some legislation passed, if possible. We have to think of ways in order to do that, to get some leverage, get some clout. So it's not just to get together so, you know, people can support each other's shows. Otherwise, everybody's just talking, and nobody's doing crap.
No.
You know.
No, it's the coordinating, trying to get people together to coordinate to take action.
Yes.
can talk, just like with this Patriot Act, we get everybody out there and everybody knows about this Patriot Act. They ought to be out there banging on the phones and telling other people, call in and get rid of the stupid Patriot Act. It's destroyed. It's totally unconstitutional, the Patriot Act is. So we need to get rid of that. And then the same is true for these 15-minute cities. We got to get rid of this stuff. And then, of course, the other is in reference to go back to some core values. You don't go and destroy these children. You don't go and hack up a bunch of kids the way they're trying to do here. And what they're doing is wrong. Get back to the core values. Whether you believe in God or not, our core values were not to go out there and be doing that type of stuff to kids and everything else. And go back to the true meaning of words. The word gay is not homosexual. not what the real meaning of it is. So we need to stop changing
the
meaning of words.
But the behavior.
What's that?
Yeah. Oh. Nathan said the behavior is, and that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
See a lot of flamboyant.
Well, gay means happy. When we were kids, we watched the Flintstones, and it says we're going to have a gay old time in the theme song. That means we're going to have fun. And then all of a sudden, you got to be holding your buddy's hand in order to be happy. No. You just changed our behavior. It always starts in the mind. We're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And whenever you tell me that this is that's why this stuff always goes. Whenever World War II was over, it wasn't over for our enemies. They got involved in the education system, and then next thing you know, you got, what are we looking at right now? We got people out here going, you know, socialism sounds like a good idea. Okay, there you go. The greatest generation.
Because
they
changed the meaning of communism. They play games with words, word games to socialism, because we care. We want everybody to be equal. The word equity. What they do with the word equity. Totally forgetting equality. I mean, it's just the massive, massive brainwashing. And it's all been successful because of public education. And as Karen said earlier, get the kids out of public schools. I'm out there fighting or promoting shut down all public schools. So with all the money, we got to go out there and redistribute these tax dollars to the proper people who can go get the kids educated and actually learn something instead of this insanity that we have today. I still have the other caller out there.
Okay, Sally, they did it by keeping us in two groups. And when most people are abandoning those groups, guess what? They keep it as those are the only two groups. So your vote doesn't matter if you don't vote Republican to beat the Democrats. So they're controlling us. They're controlling us in the mind.
Well, yeah, that's all part of it. That is what Washington said. He goes and if he talks about the political parties, he talks about factions. Anything that's going to divide. And in fact, let's see if I can find this thing real quick. And we'll run a few minutes over just so everybody knows we've got about 13 minutes left. If you're listening on the phone, you'll be okay. If you're listening on the internet, you will it'll get cut off. And we can run over a few minutes. I'm not going to plan on staying the whole time. But I want to say this one thing. Here it was. Let's see here if I can find it again. The unity of government which constitutes you one people is also now dear to you. It is justly so, for it is the main pillar of your edifice and your real independence, the support of your tranquility at home, your peace abroad, your safety, your prosperity, of that very liberty which you so highly prize. But as it is easy to foresee that from different causes and from different quarters, much pains will be taken, many artifices employed to weaken your minds, the conviction of this truth, as this is the point in your political fortress against which the batteries of internal and external enemies will be most constantly and actively often covertly and insidiously directed. It is of infinite moment that you shall properly estimate the immense value of your national union to your collective and your individual happiness, that you should cherish a cordial, habitual, and immovable attachment to it, accustoming yourself to think and speak as a palladium of your political safety and prosperity, watching for its preservation with jealous anxiety, discontinency, whatever may suggest even a suspicion that it can in any event be abandoned and indignantly frowning upon the first dawning of every attempt to alienate any portion of our country from the rest, or to enfeeble the sacred ties which now link together the various parts. Then that is the key. This is what is happening right now. This is what is going to destroy us. There's going to be the enemies, internal and external enemies, that are going to try to divide us. And then further down he goes into the specifics about the political parties, associations, and factions. When you allow them to divide us, it's plain old, I didn't come up with it, united we stand, divided we fall. It's the truth. They are dividing us in every which way they possibly can. That is what is happening right now. So, anyway, let's see. It looks like Nathan may have just dropped off there. Yes, he had enough of his therapy session. But this is the truth. This is what's happening, and that's what all this is about. All this changing, there is no such thing as transgender. You're born a man or a woman, boy, girl, whatever. And all this other stuff to go out there, even if you go and change the appearance of your body, it's not going to be, you're still going to be a man or a woman. So, okay, I have a feeling I see this person. I'm going to take a wild guess that this might be Brother Warren, but it could be Sarge. So let's see who it is.
Well, Sally, you are a genius, Sally. This is Brother Warren, the host of New Orleans Wake Up, the hottest show on the Blog Talk sphere. And I'm so glad to have entered in your space to share my opinions. I just got through stuffing my face with some delicious enchiladas made by some illegals not too far from my home, and I bought it from them, and I said, thank you and welcome to America. Now, Nathan and I, we on different ends on a political spectrum. He's a conservative. I'm a black radical. He hates Marxists. I admire Marxists. But one thing he and I somewhat agree on is the shenanigans and the games of the duopoly, that is the Democrat Party and the Republican Party. So let me give you I got a crystal ball here, what I think is going to go on with this election. So let's look at the Democrats. Biden is clearly feeble. He's not running the show. And the scandals with Hunter Biden is just surmounting. The Democratic Party is going to have to make a decision to find a new candidate, okay? Now, on the Republican side, another challenge to the Democrats is going to be Cornel West, who is going to be running under the Green Party. So he's more of a leftist, socialist type, and he's going to get a lot of young people to follow him. That's going to be a threat to the Democratic Party, so they're going to be attacking him viciously. Now, in the Republican Party, this is what I think is going to happen. I think that all of the white guys are going to be going at each other, and it's going to confuse all the Trump supporters. They're going to be watching all this madness. And the corporate donors are going to quietly put their money behind Tim Scott. Well, the Republican Party has many advantages of now playing identity politics. They get to clear their image of being the party of the races. They get to escape the Trump, the Santas, the Christie, the Pence, and all of that kind of mess going on, and the lady that's the governor of South Carolina. They get to bypass all that, and they get their chance of redeeming themselves and creating a new image, because the Trump supporters, you guys are confused. You all have been psychologically abused by Trump himself. And the other people who pretended like they supported Trump, you guys are mass. I knew this was going to be this way. I knew this was going to get this way. So what they're going to do to you all, they're going to turn everybody's attention to Tim Scott. He's going to be the quote-unquote Obama for the Republican Party. The image, you know, I could be wrong. I stand corrected if I'm wrong. But I think that's what's going to happen. I think that's it has to happen that way, because Trump is not going to be reelected president. That's clear. They're gonna work on you. They're gonna work on him every day until he loses enough support not to really even make a nomination. They're gonna work on it, and I think that that's what's going to go on. And the last thing I want to say is I did a show today. You all might be interested in. It's called.
I was interested in it. Your crystal ball didn't pick me up there, Warren. I called in your systemic racism show, but you didn't pick me up.
I did. I saw your hand. I twice. I went to you. If that was you, I went there twice, and I didn't hear nothing. I went there twice.
Really?
But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw that area code, but I opened the mic. But was it the systemic racism show, or was it the Pianki the King show?
No. Today's show.
Oh, okay. Because I did a show you guys should go back and listen to called Systemic Racism 101, a course for white conservatives, and it was a free course, and you guys can go listen to it and learn about systemic racism and what it is.
Okay. I did not hear that. But anyway, yeah. Well, you know, this was going back to saying that the Republicans are the racists, if you go back to the true history, it was the Democrats. The Democrats who did the Planned Parenthood, it's Margaret Sanger was part of the KKK. Margaret Sanger's out there on the record trying to exterminate the black race. And, you know, it's the truth isn't always a public thing.
Let me say one thing, Sally. I did see the videos of the people marching saying we're coming for your kids. They were being facetious. They wanted you and Nathan to react to that. That's why they said that. They say that on purpose. Okay. But notice what we all talking about. Notice what we
but
all getting
doing,
anxiety. Look at the logic, Sally. Notice how we're not saying, where are the jobs? Where are the industrial jobs? Where's the high speed road? See, we're not saying that. We own some dumb stuff. See, this is how they want us to talk about little small stuff and not the big stuff that will give us jobs, higher incomes, health care. We're not angry about that. We're worried about somebody being a cross-dresser. And let me say this about the children.
If you think that's
let me say this about the children, Sally.
I'm going to let you finish your statement, but then I'm going to chime in here. Go ahead and finish your statement.
The homosexuals have always had access to the children in the Catholic Church and First Baptist Church. In fact, you know, where I live in New Orleans, there are a lot of homosexuals. I talked to those homosexuals sometime, and one of them was from Alabama. And his father was a pastor. His father was a Southern Baptist pastor. He said he became gay because the deacons were doing stuff with the little kids in the church. So they've always had access to the children. Let's stop playing all this game, okay? We ought to be angry about where are the manufacturing jobs? Where is the high-speed rail? But we're not. We own some dumb stuff.
Well, okay. Now, I see what you're saying on that one, but what I started to say initially to begin with, if you're thinking I don't focus on that, you don't listen to me enough, because I go out there and I talk all the time about the other issues. There are many, many other issues. And what they're doing with the children, our future is being destroyed. The COVID jab is destroying. There's not going to be another American generation of Americans. There isn't. We are killing the ability to have it. We'll have a bunch of illegal foreigners having kids, but we will not have because of everything that has been done between 70 vaccines to these kids, the COVID vaccine that's destroying people's reproductive systems, and then, of course, going out there and chopping up, drugging these kids and chopping up their bodies. There's not going to be another American generation. How can you? There's not going to be any Americans to have children because we're destroying them, and that's a sad, sad fact. And, you know, I totally agree. They love, just like over the weekend, that submarine thing, that gadget. They spent all their time talking about that instead of real issues like treason and bribery of our president and his family. And, you know, I focus more on that. And it's like, wait a minute, why are we losing all of our jobs to China? Because we have a president who's compromised, who's guilty of treason, who's guilty of bribery. That's what I want to talk about, but mainstream media is not going to say that. They're not. The mainstream, anybody who depends on mainstream for their information is a very limited person. They don't know what's going on. And that is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about why have we lost so many of our rights, which includes the Patriot Act. Why are we losing jobs? Because we have millions of people invading our country, taking over the jobs, and we're outsourcing various jobs. We sold our technology to foreign interests, such as China. So, yeah, I would love to talk about those things, but you're not going to hear it in the mainstream media, though. They're never going to talk about it. So you're absolutely right. These are things that are important. And when it comes to high-speed rail, that's one of the other stupidest things. It's one of the biggest boondoggles. If you're an American and you believe in freedom and liberty, you believe in the right to travel, you do not want high-speed rail, and you do not want to live in a 15-minute city where you have to be able to walk 15 minutes and you have to get a permit to travel. That's if you're an American and you believe in freedom and liberty. You can't do that either. So in Orlando. I'm talking. Don't interrupt me. In Orlando, I was there through the SunRail mess. biggest boondoggle, billions of dollars put into it. The state is on the hook for it in this because, once again, the federal government is doing stuff it doesn't belong in. It should not be messing with that kind of stuff, nor should it be messing with education. Get rid of all the alphabet agencies that are destroying our country and give it back to us. This garbage, everybody with a brain, even just an ounce of a brain, knew that Funrail was not going to do a thing for transportation in Orlando, in Orange County. And I can't go into all the details here. Nathan knows I know it all well. You can go back and listen to previous shows and listen to it because it was just stupid. It was all about giving money to special interest. And, okay, yes, we're pretending. Once again, it's going to save the climate. Funrail is going to save the climate. It's going to get everybody out of their cars and off of I-4 and whatever else. It's all insanity. It's all garbage that they're playing instead of dealing with what we really need to do. Let's be honest, but that isn't what politicians are. Politicians aren't honest. They're crooked and they're evil. And all this garbage with these kids, what we are doing to our children is evil and ungodly. Whether you believe in God or not, it's ungodly. You can jump in quick, but I know that Karen also wants to chime in. So go ahead and make a comment, and I'm going to get Karen in there.
Do you see the train accident happen over Yellowstone with chemicals leak? This is what's going on in America.
Yes.
Now, you're sitting up there condemning a 21st century method of transportation to stay in a dilapidated infrastructure we have that's not being updated.
No.
And you're
not
worried
true.
About, hold on, let me finish. Just look at how confused you guys are. You're worried about transsexuals and all that kind of stuff and what kind of books they got in the libraries. But the things to advance civilization in North America, you're totally all game.
No, that isn't true at all. There's definitely things we can do better. But
you got train derailments. You got train derailments going on, spilling chemicals in neighborhoods.
How many billions of dollars are
you
going to spend to move a few people? I have no desire to be part of the subway system in New York City. I know what that is.
You have train derailments that are exploding. You have a train that exploding. Spilling chemicals in communities and all of this. I mean, you guys really sound confused. I mean, if this is what conservatism is doing, this is bad for America.
Wait a minute.
Don't look at Funrail. The facts are out there. Funrail's been a boondoggle. It's done nothing to improve transportation. It's done a lot to harm it. You could have bought everybody a car, given them their own car to travel about for less money than what they spent on the stupid boondoggle that moves nothing. Which, by
Granny,
the way, how do you think you couldn't use a stinking train during COVID because it was too contaminated. But in case you forgot that part. Go ahead, Karen.
Jethro Warren was more advanced than you guys.
Warren, you're finished. Brother Warren, let Karen speak.
What we have right now is exactly what they want, and that's us arguing with each other when that's not the problem. The problem is the country is falling apart. And why is it falling apart? Because you said something that you liked. What is it about Marxism that you like? You said you liked it.
Marxism.
One second. Before you go any further, my other thought is, who's in charge? Who's in charge of transportation that we just gave $1 trillion to? $1.2 trillion to who? The head of the transportation division. Who, by the way,
the qualifications
is Mr.
I checked
the right box, so I got to be the president of transportation. Whoopee, I know nothing. Mayor Pete, who screwed up South Bend as well. So we have incompetence running the agency that you are complaining about, and it is in this administration. What President Trump had put in place was the beginning of jobs coming back to America, the black community thriving, getting more done under his administration, more opportunity for all Americans. He didn't separate
Can I address your question about Marxism? I would like to know,
Sally, if that's okay with you, what is it that you like of Marxism?
The true Marxist theory is probably the most honest critique of capitalism ever. We live in a society where we're lied to and we're kept from stuff. Now, capitalism focuses on profit only. Now, did you know drug makers have stopped making generic cancer drugs because it's just not enough profit? And now you got people right now with cancer, can't afford certain cancer drugs because the generics are not being made?
Yes. This has been going on
for
years.
Because the pharmaceutical industry is concerned about profits over people. That's capitalism.
Yes.
When the profit is more important than the human. The profit is more important than the human.
I'm going to chime in. I'm going to chime in real quickly here when it comes to the pharmaceuticals. The pharmaceuticals, and it was a Republican who did it, who gave them immunity from being liable for anything, too. So the pharmaceuticals are probably the worst example of anything capitalism.
Let me go to my next.
Because of health care and everything else, there's so much more to that story.
I want to go to my next example, Sally. Can I go to my next example?
Okay, hold on. Two people talking at the same time. Karen, go ahead and respond.
He didn't answer my question, so I can't respond.
Marxism gives an honest critique of capitalism and the shenanigans behind the class of capitalists who are concerned about profit only and at the expense of human work.
English, shorter sentence. I want to be able to understand that because there's a lot in there that I don't understand. And
What don't you understand?
You are confusing a combination of Marxism, fascism, and capitalism, and making it.
Hold on, Warren. Let her ask the follow-up question. Okay, Karen, ask whatever your follow-up question is.
Yeah, what is it that you like about Marxism? You haven't given me an answer.
Marxism believes that the people should have ownership of the means of production as opposed to private entities.
No.
Marxism believes that the government should control all means of
the government is the people. The government is the people. The government is the people. What you have now is private entities control your politicians.
You like the idea of the 15-minute city where they control where you travel and everything else. You think that because that's part of the remark.
What you're giving about Marxism is the propaganda you heard all your life in this country. You're not giving a serious discussion of what Marxism is. Let me tell you something, Sally. Brother Warren, hold on.
Let Karen finish, and then Nathan's going to chime in here.
What is Marxism? Marxism
is the belief that the people should have ownership and the means of production. Okay,
and
as opposed to private corporations.
How do they have ownership?
Because the people are organized such that they have control, and the government truly represents the ideas of the people as opposed to an elite group that controls and purchases government. That's what we have here. We have an oligarchy that run the United States. That's why you all complain about these corrupt politicians.
The oligarchy or your Wall Street banker.
Hold on. Brother Warren, you better let her finish what she's saying. I can't hear both of you.
Wall Street, the government, and the church are all together on this.
God knows,
and it
man.
Doesn't matter what party they are from. It doesn't make any difference. Everybody is all together, and the whole deal is to fleece the people. And we are the people that they intend to fleece, and they are doing that. And the people that you are describing are already in place in this administration.
I'm in a conversation. I'll be with you in a minute, okay?
Okay. Nathan? Karen, can you hold a thought? I heard Nathan, I don't know where you're talking to us or somebody else.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody at my house.
Okay.
I just got one question for Brother Warren.
Nathan.
You think that we need Tim Scott for our next president, okay?
No, I didn't say that. No, I say that's the way it may go. I don't support Tim Scott.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, him being a Republican, he lied to the people 2 months before the Ted Cruz, we call it filibuster on Obamacare. He wrote a letter to President Obama giving him all the reasons. I got a copy of it. I can send it to Sally and she can post it. But he sent a letter to Obama explaining the damage it will do to our health care and to our economy. 2 months later, Ted Cruz did his 21-hour, 19-minute filibuster, and the next morning the vote was 100-0. 2 months later, and that was in January. 2 months later, he's on CNN. Ted Cruz is on CNN, fussing with Chris Cuomo over the why we don't need Obamacare and the damage it's going to do. Okay, so are you going to let everybody know that Tim Scott is a liar?
Well, okay, listen.
If he's a player, we need to know. If he's a player, we need to know everything that he does is not true.
Nathan, listen to my position. I don't support anybody from the duopoly, Republican and Democrat. What I'm suggesting is this is the game that the corporate structure that support the Republican Party will do to outmaneuver everybody. All of the guys, all of the other guys, DeSantis doesn't have a chance. DeSantis got so much baggage, it ain't even funny. And he's too extreme. And I think that the people in charge have had enough of extremist people. Okay? Yeah. So the only option they got right now, is Tim Scott, because he appears to be different, not just physically, but it's an image that they could continue to manufacture like Obama's image was manufactured, and they need to peel some more votes from the Democrats. That's a winning strategy. And if the black people confused also and not excited about Biden, maybe just enough black people who voted Democrat might get excited about Tim Scott. That's a strategy.
Well, that's why we need you to educate people, anybody that you can to let them know that we got another politician, doesn't matter if he's Republican or Democrat, another politician out there that is deceiving us, and in that way we might be able to save America with the people putting our heads together and getting real people in there. But he's a liar.
Well, all politicians lie. Didn't Trump lie? Trump was a liar. I know you all know that he was a liar, right? You mean to tell me Trump didn't lie?
What did he lie about? Tell me. I didn't follow.
Well, you know, Trump is lying about his documents right now, to the degree that the people that supported him, are putting it in his face. And I was reading a quote that Donald Trump said about Republican voters. He said they're the dumbest voters. The dumbest group of voters, that's what Trump said. If I were to run, I'd run as a Republican because they're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe anything on Fox News. I could lie, and they still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific. Now, that's what Trump said.
Find the archive to that. Find the archive and get Sally to post it next week on her show.
Trump, what? I mean, Sally, what?
He didn't put it on his own show.
I'm Why are you surprised? That's what it's all about.
No, because the point is, what politician doesn't lie?
And
that's the point.
Well, what you just said, he said something.
They
about
all lie. They all lie. That's not the
point.
Yeah,
but wait, that's general. That's general.
But
that's
the biggest
general.
Indictment in that quote, now he said that before he ran for president. But the biggest indictment of that quote is this is what he thought.
Okay.
This is what he thought about you guys.
Okay,
well,
hold on a second.
Put it out there.
It's my turn to chime in here for a minute.
I thought the same thing. I think they're stupid also. I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah,
see, you're believing in
okay,
him
hold
now.
On.
Here,
hold,
though,
Karen. Hold on. We're all talking, and nobody can hear anything. So, well, I'm going to go back. When it comes to Trump, I did not vote for Trump in 2016, and needless to say, I didn't vote for Hillary Clinton either. I voted for a third party because I didn't like either one of them. But I give Trump said he was going to do something about the border. The border would have been totally secured had he not been fought all the garbage with the games that the Democrats played. But he made major changes to it, so he did that. He openly admits he's a nationalist. He believes America should be first. We shouldn't be out there fighting wars in Ukraine when we can't defend our own homeland. There's something insane about
that. Well,
Sally,
you know
so
what Trump said,
well.
Sally?
Hold on. No,
Sally, you know what Trump
me.
Said
don't
in
the interview? Don't interrupt me, please. I gave you plenty of time to talk. And
well,
then,
y'all, he will not talk,
but the COVID piece, the COVID has been his biggest issue. While he was out there trying to do what I believe he thought was right with the vaccine and stuff like that, he was very misled. There was no two ways about that. So there was that, and then of course, he was did his best to change the Supreme Court and did make some change, so the Roe v. Wade thing. So there were, and I mean, there's other things out there too, but Trump did a lot of things he said he was going to do. He would have done more. He got rid of a lot of the regulations, which was killing our jobs. We kept exporting our jobs all to communist China, where they have slave labor, and that doesn't seem to bother you. We started getting jobs back here into the United States of America. And he was protecting the American worker by securing that border. Right now, the American worker is going down the tube between H-1B visas for the high-tech jobs, or the higher jobs, and then for the service-level jobs, we're getting all these people, not to mention the terrorists and who else was coming in there, too. So Trump, he didn't, first off, I don't think he could have told you everything he was going to do when he really didn't know what the heck he was getting into. Taking on the job of being president, it's a little bit different than what. The point is, he did many of the things he said, but he also stretched the truth. His lying versus stretching the truth, he obviously stretched the truth on things. But when it's COVID, it's the thing he better come clean on. Okay, hold on, Warren. Nathan, you're going to say something?
I'm going to hang up after this. All I'm saying is, he said Trump said something. Okay, Karen sounded like, well, he probably did, but she didn't hear it. Here's what I want to see is if you tell me anybody's doing something or said something, put it in front of me because it's information that I don't want to consider unless you can show me because I got to make decisions with this stuff.
Okay, so Nathan,
I can show you the record of Tim Scott being a liar.
Right.
And
look,
you know what? He's not just a liar, man. You know, we all tell lies. But for to stand up and talk to that many people, he's not confused. He didn't make a mistake. He didn't misspoke. He purposely told a lie about what he believed about Obamacare. He voted the opposite, and he still runs on it.
I believe you, Nathan.
I think you should call his office and ask him about this.
I'm not Nathan. I know what these guys are. I'm not going to waste my time.
He's not a supporter of Tim Scott. Okay.
Nathan understands the strategy. And let me say this, Nathan.
Okay.
Why don't you Google Trump's quote on Republican voters, and you'll see that quote pop up with many sources. Trump's
that quote
on Republican
it.
Voters.
That quote, him saying it. Okay,
yeah,
he said
it in the interview. He said
it
in the interview.
Or he said it. He's saying it in the interview.
He said it in the interview.
I'll find it.
Yeah,
you might be
voters.
Right.
Yeah.
You might be right, but I hear all kinds of stuff like DeSantis is getting blowjobs, and you know that if it ain't true, guess what? You can mess a family up. You know, we play games.
Okay.
If that's what happened with DeSantis, I ain't mad with him.
Yeah, it's time to move on to the other stuff. Now, I mean, Trump, no politician says everything. And sometimes they truly change their mind, and you've got to, that's why you have to go vet these people. You need to go see what they've done. Actions speak much louder than their words, and they when it comes to, you want to talk about the liars, Biden is the ultimate a liar. He's a pathological liar. He always said whatever he thought people wanted to hear and what he thought was going to make him popular and whatever else. So if you want to ever talk about pathological liars, he's one of the biggest ones. He's also a pedophile and whatever else. And you were talking about the stuff when it comes to the pedophilia and stuff like that. We never accepted it. We have tried to minimize it and tried to stop it. We cannot murder is also something that's bad, and murder happens today too. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out there and embrace it, even though the culture today is saying, oh, you've only murdered 3 or 4 people. Let's go. You can go ahead and No, you don't need any bond, no bail, anything. Just go back out there on the street. Come back to court.
But Sally,
and,
you missed my point, Sally.
You kill a few more people while you're out there. That's okay. Whatever. But the society The society has lost its bearings. That the culture has fallen apart. We are supposed to be a Christian nation. We are supposed to have values. Doing any of this with children, brainwashing a child that they're a dog, which is what they're going to start doing next. And now you watch and see. There's going to be people who want to marry a dog or a cat or whatever else if they haven't already done it, because we've gone totally insane. And what they're doing to these kids is absolutely evil. Okay, you can go ahead for a couple minutes here, Brother Warren, and then I'm getting it to Karen. And
no, I agree with you. It's going to come to that. In fact, I did read an article not too long ago of a woman who fully married her dog somewhere in another country. Yes, all of that's coming to that. But the point is, if we pay attention, much of that was already here. I grew up Catholic, so that is rampant. Now, I wasn't a victim, but we know now it is just completely rampant in the Catholic Church. So it always was there. What I'm saying is we have to rally around issues that produce our needs for food, clothing, shelter, employment, and we're not doing that because we're being talked away from that. These little small stuff.
Oh, no.
Okay. Thank you so much. I am going to wrap it up.
Sally.
But thank you, Nathan. And, yes.
Can I say one last thing? Listen,
yes,
I
please,
understand food is important, but when we put food and water and a place to live over over these children being able to be molested, then guess what? We have no future. There is no children. There is no youth to grow up and carry on. It'll be a dysfunction we cannot imagine.
Yes, that's exactly it. And also going back to the food stuff, and I know Karen's going to chime in on this one too, we have been talking about it right here on this show, and I've been engaged. I've been working with one of the ranch organizations, the ones that are trying to protect the ranchers out here and protect our beef because they're trying to take that away. Another thing that should have been on the list is, oh, yeah, we're going to create chicken in a lab. Now they're trying to make chicken in a lab. Excuse me, chicken meat out of chicken parts or whatever. The whole thing is disgusting. So they're doing that. But we have talked on here, you're destroying our agriculture land for useless, environmentally harmful solar panels, solar plants, which are destroying the land and taking away our food supply. We've got the current administration, literally, Kerry out there, John Kerry's out there saying, we have to shut down agriculture because it's polluting the air too much. So they're trying to take away our food supply too right now. And then, of course, getting rid of the farm. Bill Gates is out there buying up farms because he thinks we shouldn't eat meat. We should eat crickets. So we've had many conversations on this show about the food supply. And, of course, the other is the electric vehicles. The electric cars and the solar panels are destroying the climate, the environment, much more than the other stuff. But we have a bunch of insane people who want to destroy us. They want to take down the food supply. I think they've already said we have one-third less produce, food product in this country today, this year. It's going to be reduced by one-third. No one's talking about that, but you're right. We're losing our jobs because we sent them over to China, plenty of them over there, exported them,
and then we've allowed the illegals to be imported, and both parties have been involved in it, even though right now we all know it's the Democrats who are committing treason and allowing, promoting, encouraging an invasion of this country. That is what's happening today. So we have talked plenty about food and education and what this country, the enemies from within, who are destroying us. They're taking the country down. And all because of they think we should live in a 15-minute city and whatever else. Killing us through COVID jabs and through what they're doing with these children, it's all despicable. Very ungodly and evil. Okay, now with that being said, Karen, you're going to get the last few minutes here. Of course, make sure people know about your show. And we're going to wrap it up. I'm not going to go the full 10 until 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, thank you so much. It's always wonderful to be with you and everyone and to get other people's opinions. And, of course, we are an opinionated crowd. My show can be heard on Saturday and Sunday, 7 in the morning until 9 and 9 in the evening on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. The name of the show is The Prism of America's Education. My website is KarenBShone.com, and my Substack is KarenShone.substack.com. And if you want to get a hold of me, one of the best ways to do it is on the Substack or my email, kbshone@bellsouth.net. With all of that said and all of the things that we've been saying all evening, let's not lose sight of what is the issue. What is their goal? Their goal is to win any way possible. It doesn't matter how. And all of the things that you described hit into one of their main tools, which is called depopulation. How are they going to depopulate? Well, they'll give us diseases and we'll die. They'll destroy our ability to have children. We will make women extinct and make them disappear because they're the ones that could have children. So if we screw them up when they're kids, then they won't be able to have children. That's the key. If you can't continue your population, then you are losing your country. Not to worry. We'll leave the borders open and bring other people in. Who needs those pesky people anyway? Who needs those pesky Americans who are nothing other than useless eaters or any other lovely name, but lately domestic terrorists if we are white and they don't like us. And that's the key, and we can't lose sight of that key. And every single thing that they do is designed to fail. Not them, but the American people. Their New Green Deal, which the criminal Republicans signed off on, is going to further destroy what's left of people owning their own business. By the time the regulations are done, it'll be throw your hands up in the air and get a government job, which is horrible. So the future with these people is terrible. And the only way I see personally, and not because he's my favorite person, the doer is Donald Trump. And if we put him in place and he followed the policies for the next 4 years and had things up and running, then the next president would have a blueprint to follow of something that was successful. Everything that Brother Warren wanted was created under President Trump. The problem is most of the country never heard of it because the media refused to carry it. It was a booming time for the middle class and for Americans. And he was bringing jobs back, which is what we wanted. Jobs across the North American
energy independence.
Going to go away.
Energy
independence. That was high priority because Trump recognized that he who controls the energy controls the country, i.e. inflation. So if you are paying high energy prices, then the cost of goods and services will escalate. And guess what? True to fact, that's exactly what they did. But when you want to ignore the signs and blame everything on President Trump, it's about time that we grow up and face what we have done. And by putting a – he is not a Marxist, Biden. He's not a Marxist. He is a follower. He, to me, is like a chameleon. If you're a Marxist, I'll be a Marxist. If you're a socialist, I'll be a socialist. If you're a fanatic, I'll be a fanatic. He is whatever the way the wind blows, as long as he makes a buck. That's what he is all about. He is a grifter, a thief, and he is now the most disgusting piece of garbage that is, we are now finding is trading in children and women trafficking. So all in all, he's pretty disgusting, and the Republicans that refuse to do anything or will not impeach, now you want to know why, because they want to make sure that Biden has due process. Well, so do I, but we already have the evidence of due process. So to have a committee, to study due process to make sure we get due process, means that it'll be to the 2024 election, and that won't make any difference. But anyhow, thank you all. This was wonderful, and
Sally.
Hang on just a second.
And then I gotta go.
I got one other caller who's coming in here at the last minute. But go ahead, Nathan, real quick.
Two things. One, I'm going to send you the record of Tim Scott so you can forward it to Brother Warren instead of saying Uncle. Brother Warren, and if you don't have his contact information, next week put it in the chat room. And the
Nathan.
The other thing, I call Democrats and Republicans, and I'm a no party affiliate. I call them up and ask them, why did you lie? Okay, now listen, there's one other thing. One thing about all these illegals coming from hard lives, coming over here, you know what this is? Whenever they want to do something socialist or worse, these people will respond to it. So that's a big part of that.
Well, and it allows them to a lot of other people, evil terrorists, into it. There's just so much going on there. It's an invasion of many, many ways. And, of course, they don't care about the women being raped and the girls being raped and killed and all that other stuff. They don't care about any of that. Because, again, we are not these people are not, they're evil. They're not people of God-fearing, and they have no conscience. It's just despicable what they do there. Now, I got this one other caller, 3323. I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes because I saw you kind of came in at the last minute there. Go ahead. Can we get your first name, 3323?
Well, hello. Okay. This is Lauren Yan, Lucid Libertarian. Just wanted to swing by, say hi. I've been listening for a while, and just wanted to let you know I've been listening, and good show from what I caught. And I liked your subject matter. I wanted to bring up here in Oregon, our Republican legislature had a stalemate, basically. They weren't showing up for approximately, I think, like 3 weeks to block the votes needed to pass a bill that originally would have allowed children of any age to obtain an abortion without parental consent. And the compromise was that they made that age to 14 and under do need parental consent, or if the child can find two different doctors from, you know, two different clinics to agree that it's quote-unquote not in the child's best interest to inform the parents, then the 14 and under year old can proceed with getting abortion without parental consent. And then the second part of that bill had to do with transgender health care, gender affirming health care. And that actually can be done without parental consent, no age limit. So literally, they just passed this bill. It's going to our governor's desk. And so if you have a 10-year-old in Oregon that is convinced that, you know, they were born a girl, but they're actually a boy, or they're born a boy and they think they're a girl, their doctor can start prescribing hormone therapy, can start doing like facial surgeries, feminization, facial surgeries, all that kind of stuff without parental consent. And I'm just, so I wanted to bring that up, like, you know, what the topic of your show today, you know, it spoke to me with this legislation that just passed. I think our Republicans failed us. You know, a number of Republicans still did not show up, but enough Republicans did show up. They compromised and allowed this abomination legislation to pass. So if you're a parent in Oregon, man, I feel sorry for you because, you know, your 10-year-old or your 11-year-old could start having all kinds of, you know, behavioral issues, and you won't know what the hell is going on. And you have no idea that, oh, yeah, your doctor's been prescribing, you know, hormones to change your child's gender without you even knowing. I just can't believe that this is the agenda, you know, that this is Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 written all over it. It's just appalling that parental rights are being shredded when it comes to kids. It's just sickening.
No kid would think he's a farmer unless someone
inspired him. It's all part of the communist way to government controls everything. Government's going to take – you're a ward of the state. You're not a human anymore. You're a ward of the state, and they can do whatever they want to you.
No kid would inspire to be a fireman or a police or a teacher when he's a kid unless it's been inspired in his mind. Okay, this stuff, the kid doesn't decide he wants to be a girl. Somebody provoked that thinking in them.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. And that's the whole point. It's all brainwashing. It's all sick and it's all evil. And then you got to ask, why would anybody want to do this? And why are they trying to change
the culture?
Why they're trying to destroy?
That's why we need to let the Republicans beat the Democrats, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's just more proof. I mean, the Republican Party, whether you believe it was ever constitutionalist or not, it was the Democrat Party was the ones of the slavery. That's just all there is to it. That's the history. That's the facts. And the Republicans may have had their own issues with the Whig Party and all the other stuff, because I'm not going out there acting like the Republicans are so wonderful either. I'm a no-party affiliate myself. Washington was a no-party. Washington warned us about the political parties. Everything Washington has said about the political parties has come true. It's the political parties that are ultimately destroying this country because we've allowed them to take over the way that we have allowed. It's just a very, very disgusting thing. And to think that with what you've got in there today, there's some Republicans, Matt Gaetz and some of these people, they're great. I can definitely support them, and I trust them more so than I trust anybody else kind of stuff. But it's just a drop in the bucket. You got so much more evil
out
there than we do.
Here's what I have a problem with the Republicans. If I see one voting with the way I want, I think they need to be voting, I have to ask, why are you not yelling at your buddies? We got this, and I know you've heard me do this drumbeat, the Executive Order 12803. Not one Republican jumped up and says, no, President, you can't do that. Not one. And you can't get them to talk about it. So you know what that means? They're for it. Or either they're getting what they want, so they're going to just kind of like keep their mouth shut and not get into it. So, you know, the thing is that they don't have what it takes. You know, just,
well, that's it.
Anyway, y'all,
it's
I got to go,
dirty
but
game,
y'all just keep
business.
People thinking. I got to go, but y'all keep people thinking, okay?
Yep. Well, we need to wrap it up, too. So this has been good. I actually stayed on a little bit longer than I had planned to. Excellent discussion. And it's the truth. We have to reject this very unnatural law. Go back to the Declaration of Independence. Natural law. Transgender is not natural law. Transgender, if somebody truly believes it, is a mental illness. It's a mental illness just like anorexia or bulimia is. You do not go out there and starve yourself to death because you are thinking clearly. you see yourself as a fat person in the window. You're a skeleton, and you think you're a fat person in the mirror. And so it's really truly no different than that. And the sad part is we have these evildoers in the public education who are manipulating these kids to do this stuff. It's sad. It's ungodly. It's evil. And if this is what the society is truly supporting and believing, then why would God bless America? Why would God, I can't even begin to imagine why God would bless America if that is, in fact, the mindset that we have. And let me see. I'm going to see if I can pull up this one thing real quick, and then if everybody would like, I will end with the Trump train. I know that a couple of people would love to hear that. Now let's see here. Just for those, what I actually sent in to my elected, would say a prayer for America. The following information is addressed to Florida Governor DeSantis and the elected of Jackson County, City of Mariana, and the town of Alford. This is in Florida. These questions need to be addressed to all Florida municipalities. Special note to Governor DeSantis, I understand you are now running for POTUS, and that is a time-consuming task. It does not leave much time to run the state of Florida. That being said, please let me know if you as governor of Florida are addressing this very serious issue or if someone else from your staff will be addressing it. Please read the articles below and let me know what the elected leaders of Florida, Jackson County, Mariana, Florida, Alpha, Florida, are doing to prevent 15-minute cities from happening in Florida. And here's the important part, if you will. As I see it, as an American and a Floridian that is paying attention to public policy, it is really time to face the fact that there is some type of unrestricted war on our homeland, and it needs to stop. We need to protect the sovereignty of our nation and the quality of our life. Are you willing to take a stand and do this? After all, that is what you were elected to do, right? Protect and defend the USA, the U.S. Constitution, and the Florida Constitution, right? Additionally, and unfortunately, it appears many of you are totally unaware of these things going on in your own backyard, and some of you have signed away my property rights. You signed new law giving developers eminent domain rights over our communities. Oh, my God, this is right in Florida. I still can't believe it. Florida is supposed to be the freedom state, but it looks like Florida is under attack, too. Just look at the recent legislation for election integrity and property rights. These are not laws that support freedom or the American way. Again, please read the following articles and let me and my fellow Americans and Floridians know what you are going to do to stop the World Economic Forum 15-minute cities that are taking over in Florida. So that was what I sent to them. I'll see what kind of response I get. So far, there's been none. Surprise, surprise. But they haven't had any time. So we will give them some time on that. And I'm going to go ahead and play the Trump train because I know we haven't played that in a long time. And have everybody listen to it. And, again, great discussion, everybody. Appreciate the calls and the discussion. Please say a prayer for America. Try to work together. Let's try to be Americans. Let's stop with all the division. Let's save our country. If you don't believe in the Declaration of Independence, you don't believe in those founding documents and the Constitution, please find a country that you would be aligned to. You don't have to be an American. But this is what America is, and this is what we're supposed to be. This is what we were founded as. We need to get back to what we are supposed to be. If you don't want to do that, please go to China, Venezuela, wherever, Russia, Ukraine, wherever. Wherever you would like to go that would make you happy. Don't destroy our country because you don't like it, that you believe in communism or Marxism or whatever else, that type of thing. So please, let's come together as Americans. Let's save our country. And may God bless America. And let's listen to the Trump train.
Wake up, America.
People of America.
Yeah.
Join in.
Come on.
Join the Trump train.
Trump train.
Make America great.
Again.
Again.
Come on.
Join the Trump train. Trump train.
We have got to stop crooked Hillary. She is
politicians who betrayed me and you. Well,
people of America,
come on.
Night, and God bless America.